And a good Friday evening, and welcome to Danville, Iowa. Danville High School, the Danville Bears and the West Burlington Falcons in doubleheader action tonight. Kicking things off with the girls first, the Danville Bruinettes and the West Burlington Falcons. Michael Briskowski here with you alongside me tonight, Cody Van Fleet. Well, Cody, high school basketball tonight, doubleheader, West Burlington and Danville. And we start first with the girls. Both teams putting together winning streaks as West Burlington have won four in a row. And Danville has got things going after an 0-5 start. They've won back-to-back games. So two teams coming in on the winning side of things lately.
Yeah. So should be a good game tonight. Obviously, Danville with only eight girls on the team, so they're gonna see a lot of action here. And it looks like West Burlington, led by a lot of juniors, has a lot of firepower, but should be a pretty good game tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of juniors, just one senior on West Burlington's roster, and for the way they're playing, that not only bodes well for this year, but also the future for this program.
It has, and this group of junior girls at West Burlington have been playing together for obviously a long time, but they have played a lot of basketball on the varsity level. A lot of these juniors played varsity as freshmen, so they have a lot of experience, a lot of big games under their belts, even though they're only juniors, and should be a good opportunity tonight in a good Danville environment.
Yeah, this Danville team, they are led this season by Isabella Smith, 10.9 points per game for the senior, and then Drew Fox, 10.1 points per game for the junior. And Cody, you mentioned just having eight players on this roster. How difficult does that make things?
You know, obviously, if there's foul trouble, it's going to make things very difficult. And looking at the stats here, Danville only scoring 33 points a game. Obviously, they're not a high-octane offense. So I'm assuming, having not seen them before, but that's going to be due to the low numbers. They probably want to slow things down. They probably will play six girls maybe. So having those low numbers doesn't allow you to play as up-tempo and not as aggressive on the defensive end, whereas West Burlington, it looks like they got about 15 to 20 girls out there warming up. So numbers isn't going to be a problem on their end tonight.
Yeah, West Burlington, they've been led all year by Sydney Marlowe, the junior, 16.8 points per game, shooting 44% from the field this season. And Annika Harris also in there, 12.2 points per game. Leah Collier with 11.5 points per game. And then you add the senior, Samantha Dazowell, who's at 9.5 points per game. So you almost have four players there in double figures, high-octane offense compared to what you were talking about in Danville, likes to slow things down.
Yep, yeah, so you got 65.7 points per game versus 33. So it's going to come down to Danville's defense versus West Burlington's offense tonight.
Well, this West Burlington team, they're coming off a 73-44 win against Central Lee. They've won four consecutive games after they started the season 0-1. They lost to Van Buren 63-43 back on December 3rd. Since then, they have won at Waco, at Mount Pleasant. They've beaten Cardinal at home handedly 80-27 before going up to Meepo and winning 61-60 against Minneapolis last week, and then the win against Central Lee. Danville, they started the season 0-5. They had some trouble scoring the basketball. They lost to Van Buren 56-13. They scored 22 points in a loss at Notre Dame on the 10th of December. But they have won back-to-back games. A low-scoring affair at Waco by the score of 29-24. And then just the other night, last night, a 51-33 win at Highland. So it seems like they're getting the scoring going a little bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially with the numbers, you're going to have a hard time early on establishing some things. They've only got two seniors on this team, and then after that, they've only got one junior. So of eight girls, three of those girls are freshmen, three sophomores, and then a junior and a senior. So a very, very young team, and so this is going to be a big adjustment going from eighth grade basketball to varsity basketball, and so obviously it's going to take some time, but I think they feel that hopefully they got a young group of girls that they can build around for the future, similar to what West Burlington has done the last couple of years, and then hopefully they can stay with this high-octane offense from West Burlington tonight.
We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more for this ball game tonight, the first of our doubleheader, the West Burlington Falcons girls against the Danville Brunettes here tonight in Danville. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones Financial Advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Danville as we get set for doubleheader high school action tonight. A lot of basketball this weekend. Looking around the college ranks, of course, Iowa. They are up in Chicago at the United Center on Saturday. Tomorrow night they take on Cincinnati, an 8 o'clock game. Stepping out of conference play again, Cody. Nice little test for the Hawkeyes taking on a team from the American Conference in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Iowa handles their first game without Jordan Bohannon, who had a season-ending hip surgery this week. So, you know, obviously now they've got Bohannon out. They've got Nungy out. Patrick McCaffrey's still kind of in limbo. If he's going to come back, it looks like he's probably going to be done for the year. So, obviously, with Iowa having a good record, they're going to be playing without three key guys the rest of the season.
Elsewhere, Iowa State, they're off until Sunday. They take on Fort Wayne, the Matadors. That game is in Ames, North Iowa. Iowa has had an outstanding start to the season. They take on Marshall on Sunday. Tell you what, Northern Iowa, what a start to the year they had. They're coming off a big win, 82-58 against a usually pretty good Grand Canyon team.
Yeah, and those guys do a great job up there. Coach does a, you know, obviously Miles Wenzine, former star at Fort Madison High School, who's played for him. They just really do things the right way, and the coaches up there have all been there a long time. They've kind of grown up in that UNI program. They know how to win in that league, and they know how to win with that program, and I think it's really shown here this year.
Western Illinois men, they are off until they play Sunday, as they host South Dakota over in Macomb. They just came off a win against Silver Lake College, the Lakers out of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I know where that is.
Good, because I had no idea.
Yesterday. So Western Illinois women are in action right now up at the Compass Challenge in DeKalb. They trail Eastern Illinois 46-41 in the third quarter. Kind of a unique tournament. They've got all four directional schools, Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois, Eastern Illinois, and Western Illinois competing in a weekend tournament.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen some weird tournaments. You did the one up at Highland last weekend. Two JUCO games in the same day. So that is something that I didn't even realize they did anymore. But Coach Boudreaux, who's another Southeast Iowa prodigy, he likes having those tournaments, likes doing it like that, playing a semifinal and a final both on Saturday. So obviously a great win for our Blackhawks and a good way to get them into Christmas break.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was a nice win. They had that tough game against a very good Kirkwood team, and then you come and you win two games in one day, and those two games coming against Highland and Triton, both national tournament teams, and you go on a four-game winning streak going into the break.
Quick story about Triton. Their head coach, Steve Christensen, we had actually offered him a job, Tim Walsh, when he took over for Joe O'Brien at SEC. We offered Steve a job as an assistant coach on our staff, and he turned us down because he had just been offered the Triton job. And that's how we ended up with Brian Turner. And Steve's been at Triton ever since, won a national championship there. So obviously made the right move for him and his family. And great guy, done a great job.
Didn't skip a beat. Last year they lost in the district title game to Mobley.
And, you know, what a great school in Triton to be able to recruit in Chicago right there. Not a lot of travel. Don't have to travel a lot for games or recruiting. Yeah. And he really likes that setup he's got up there.
So SEC off to another nice start with a 14-3 record. They do not play again until the 4th of January when they host Moberly at Lauren Walker Arena. So that's your snapshot of basketball in the area. Did forget about one more Iowa team, the Drake Bulldogs. Drake is in action tomorrow. They face Air Force at home in Des Moines. So that's the area schools in action this weekend. We'll take a 2-minute break. National anthem about to get started. We'll be back with basketball after this on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a 3-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Brian Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
About ready for basketball. The ball is in the air, and the tip is won by the Falcons of West Burlington. And the doubleheader for tonight is underway. Michael Buskowski and Cody Van Fleet with you here in Danville as the Falcons move the ball to the left on the perimeter. Harris goes right side, shot fake. Sidney Marlowe driving, leaving it off underneath. Shot no good. Rebound tapped around and picked up by Danville's Isabella Smith, their leading scorer, just under 11 points per game. Now Danville has their first possession, about 25 seconds into the ball game. Trap here in the corner, the ball thrown away, picked up by Annika Harris, who's off to the race's left side. Harris takes it to the basket, puts it up off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, no good. Another offensive board. Now this time, the rebound grabbed by Zao, and we get a Foul called underneath. Free throws coming for West Burlington.
Yeah, a couple easy misses so far for West Burlington, but obviously off defensively here, Danville starting out in a man, West Burlington starting out in a zone. So West Burlington's going to have that 65 points that they're averaging tonight. They're going to have to hit some of these easy shots underneath the basket.
First free throw is off to the right for the lone senior on this Falcons roster, and misses both. Rebound goes long. It's grabbed by Drew Fox, the second leading scorer for Danville. A little bit of pressure here in the half court. Ball thrown high across the half court line. Fox comes down with it, lobs it underneath the basket. They kick it back out. Three ball in the air from the wing. That is good. It's hit by Ava Smith, the sophomore, and Danville opens the scoring. They lead 3-0 a minute in.
Good shot there from Danville to get off that opening mark.
Like a go to a zone defense. They swing it around. The pass intended inside for Collier, but it's tapped out of bounds by the Bears, so it'll stay with West Burlington. 6:53 to play, first quarter, 3-0 lead. Harris, left side, three in the air from the left wing. That is good. Hit by Natalie Vandenberg, the junior, and this game's tied at three.
West Burlington really showing a lot of pressure now with a full court press and getting a steal out of it.
Harris takes it away, but then she traveled with a basketball, so it goes right back to Danville.
Both teams are starting out a little sluggish so far here.
Missed layups, some free throws missed, but of course Danville just played last night at Highland. Ball intercepted on a pass. They go down low. Harris from the right block puts it up off the glass and in. Harris scores, and a quick timeout is taken by T.J. Duncan and Danville. 6:30 to play here in the first quarter. 5-3 lead for West Burlington. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR News Radio 993 and 1490.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
6:30 to play, first quarter. Game one of our doubleheader, a 5-3 lead for West Burlington. They keep the pressure on here on the inbound as Danville yet to advance it past the free throw line. Getting near that half court line, they just do get it across on a pass to Yaley, who's into the game. Bouncing it back on the wing over to Smith. Into the corner, back to Smith. They play catch back into the right corner. And the pass from the corner is intercepted by Harris. Harris with another steal, driving down to the right block. Off balance, no good. Offensive rebound, Zawo, and she finishes from the left side. First basket for the lone senior, and it's a 7-3 lead for West Burlington. And Zawo knocks the ball loose on the pass, picked up on the sideline by Collier, and she traveled. It goes back to Danville.
You can obviously see that West Burlington wants to make this game fast tonight, and obviously, you know, as we talked about early in the game with the points between these two teams, West Burlington's going to want to make a very high octane, where Danville's going to want to slow this down and run a lot of half court.
Still trying to advance it across the half court line. They do so. Smith backs it out, now picks up her dribble, being bothered by Harris on the wing. A short bounce pass to Yaley. Cassidy Yaley, a sophomore, dribbling near the circle. Now bounce pass short side over to Morris. Back up top to Smith. Yaley tries to get to the free throw line. A pass to Fox. Her jumper off the backboard rolls in off the front of the iron. Drew Fox stops that 7-0 West Burlington run. It's a 7-5 ball game. Falcons lead cut to two.
You know, one thing I noticed is Yaley, the point guard, they're letting her totally shoot it if she wants to, and she hasn't pulled the trigger yet. But that's something where tonight, if this game starts to open up, she needs to take some shots.
Three from the top of the key is off by Marlowe. Offensive rebound, Zawo powers it up off the left side of the glass. No good. Another offensive rebound, and the putback is up and in. That is scored by Leah Collier, her first basket, and it's a 9-5 lead for West Burlington.
West Burlington probably about with five offensive rebounds so far in this game.
Owning the paint so far. Down on the other end, Smith driving. Her shot got blocked. It went right to Drew Fox, and she puts it up off the front of the rim, and it rolls in. Fox has four now. It's a two-point game again at 9-7. West Burlington still leading, 4:25 to play in the first quarter. Short pass from Marlowe to the free throw line. A jumper from the left side is offline. Long rebound. Another offensive board. Harris grabs it. Gets it to Marlowe, who drives. Marlowe is fouled on a layup attempt from the right side, and Marlowe will shoot two free throws.
Sydney Marlowe has had a great year from an athletic standpoint. Very accomplished volleyball player for West Burlington. Leading scorer now this year as a junior for the basketball team. And just a great all-around athlete for West Burlington High School.
Free throw off to the right by Marlowe. And no free throws made yet in this game. West Burlington 0 for 3. And all three free throws have been off to the right. Marlowe misses that one off to the right. And it's rebounded by Ava Smith. Isabella Smith is going to be out of bounds as she was driving up the near sideline here. Turnover back to West Burlington, who still leads 9-7, 4:09 to play here in the first. The Falcons in their road green jerseys. Danville in their home whites. Marlowe steps inside the arc. Delivers a pass down low from the right block, and up and off the glass as Collier scores again. Another timeout taken by Coach Duncan in Danville. 3:55 to play in the first. 11-7 lead for West Burlington. Back in 30 seconds here on KBUR News Radio 993 and 1490.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Their name all over this place on the record books. They were fun to watch when they played here. Michael and Steven Sokup sitting just below us.
Never beat the Sokup twins.
Never.
As a coach. Nope.
At Notre Dame. Never.
Nope. Never got a win against those guys. Very great, very good college basketball players as well.
Smith lost it going up. It looks like it's going to stay with Danville. You had a pretty good view of that one, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty good view. If any of you have ever been to this venue and seen the radio booth, we're kind of up in the corner, I guess you could say, tonight.
Cody has the worst view of it all. As Danville plays catch on the perimeter, Isabella Smith being bothered again by Harris, who's got a few steals in this game. Short bounce pass to the right side, long pass to the left block. It's Yaley. Her shot is off the side of the backboard and rebounded by Danville. Fox keeps it in on the sidelines. Her pass goes all the way to the free throw line, then lost by Isabella Smith, picked up by West Burlington. Harris had trouble with a catch on a pass, gets it back to Marlowe. One dribble, Marlowe scores off the glass.
Great pass ahead by Marlowe, and followed the shot there, then got the offensive rebound and was able to put it back up and in.
And a long pass, almost turned over, and now it is turned over and back. And that was kind of a situation there, Cody, where Ava Smith caught the ball in an odd spot, and just one of those things where you don't realize that you already were across the line. She threw it back into the backcourt.
Yeah, and that's why you just assume, you know, you don't want to catch it right across the line, and you always got to worry about that as a player when you catch it in that bad spot and you still got people behind you.
A three from the left wing is good. Another one hit by Vandenberg. She's got a pair of triples. It's now a 16-7 lead for the Falcons. 2:43 to play first quarter.
And now the problem is Danville's already called two timeouts in this first quarter. And obviously he's going to want to stop this high-octane offense by West Burlington. But he also doesn't want to not have any timeouts left if they can make a run and come back into this game. And
now they turn it over. 10-second violation. 2:32 to play first quarter. It's a 16-7 lead for the Falcons, and now a turnover. Intercepted a pass. Isabella Smith going to try to take it coast to coast. Lays it up from the right side and scores. Isabella Smith, the team's leading scorer, gets her first basket of the game, cutting the West Burlington lead to 16-9, 2:15 to play in the first quarter.
West Burlington giving up a lot of quick, easy buckets tonight.
And West Burlington scoring one there. It's another three for Vandenberg. She's up to 9 points already. 19-9 lead, 2:02 to play first quarter. West Burlington keeping the pressure on, but it's going to result in a wide open layup for Danville. And once again, Isabella Smith Back-to-back possessions with layups for Smith. He's got 4 points.
Yeah, it's risk-reward here for this West Burlington press. They are getting some turnovers and some easy layups out of it, but it's also, if Danville breaks it, it's allowing them to have easy baskets.
Shot just below the free throw line by Vandenberg is no good. Rebound was tapped. It's on the floor, picked up. Shot no good again. Ball tapped around again and off the hand of Vandenberg. It's going to go to Danville, and Vandenberg is going to get a much-deserved rest as she heads to the bench after scoring 9 points here in the first quarter. Checking in for West Burlington, Abigail Bentz. And Bentz with a steal. Danville turns it over again. Harris from the right side. Harris can't get it to go. A lot of contact, no whistle. Ball loose underneath. They kick it back out. Marlowe will take a three, top of the key. Rolls around and off. And Drew Fox gets the rebound. But we get a jump ball, and the arrow points to Danville.
Lots of offensive rebounds right now. If you're Danville's coach, Coach Duncan, you're definitely going to be talking about that at the next time out. You've got to block out. I know you're in a zone, but you can't be giving up this many offensive rebounds.
Yaley gets the pass across the line, dribbling near the center court area. 1 minute to play here in the quarter. Lobbing a pass into the near corner. Morris lost it, turned it over. Marlowe all the way down to the other side on the right side, scores. And Marlowe now has 4 points. It's a 21-11 West Burlington lead, 42 seconds to play first quarter.
Even though West Burlington's up 10, they've missed four or five shots here that this game could be out of hand a lot quicker. So Danville's got to be careful that they need to keep attacking offensively, but they also got to make sure that they're taking away the easy baskets that West Burlington's right now missing.
Danville inbounds underneath. Yaley pass bounced right into the hands of Harris. Harris from the right side, way too strong on the layup. And here comes Danville. Long pass ahead for Fox. And it's tipped out of bounds off of Fox, and it will go back to West Burlington with 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter, a 21-11 lead for West Burlington.
Now, as you see, you know, West Burlington subbing a lot of kids in and out. Danville's only subbed one girl so far in this game. So four of these girls have not been off the floor yet, which is going to count as far as conditioning later on tonight.
Marlowe, right side into the corner. That's a three in the air, and that's good for Leah Collier. She now has 7 points, and it's a 24-11 lead for West Burlington at the end of one quarter. We'll take a minute break. Back after this on KBR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game.
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones financial advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
One quarter in the books tonight. West Burlington out in front of Danville, 24-11. West Burlington with the basketball after they scored at the last second of that first quarter on a Leah Collier corner three. And they go to Marlowe in the corner. Marlowe driving. Short pass to the right block. Collier put it off the side of the backboard, and Drew Fox grabs a rebound for Danville.
West Burlington trying to press out of a missed basket, which you don't see very often either.
Smith thought about the three. Skips a pass to the left wing. Into the corner. Morris. Down low, Yaley. Trying to feed Fox on a bounce pass. Off her hands out of bounds. It goes back to West Burlington. 7:30 to play here in the first half. Marlowe Dribbles top of the key. Now pass left side into the corner. Zawo gets it left elbow to Collier. Takes a 15-foot jumper from the free throw line. No good. Offensive rebound. Zawo throws it up. Count the basket and one. Another offensive rebound for West Burlington. They got a chance at three more points.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem when you play a zone defense is you're not guarding an individual. That it makes it easier when you're playing man to block somebody out and try to get that rebound. And when you're in a zone, you got to go find somebody. And tonight, Danville is having a very difficult time finding somebody to block out and allowing West Burlington to get a lot of offensive rebounds early in this game.
Free throw was good. First made free throw of the night. Now 27-11 lead for West Burlington. Press really bothering Danville, and that's going to be a travel on the right side of the lane. It was Ava Smith driving and just kind of got caught up and took an extra step.
If you think about it, I mean, West Burlington scoring 24 points in the first quarter, that's, even though they've missed a lot of shots, that's pretty impressive.
Pass it right side. Into the corner, Collier. Back near side. Right back into the corner.
Danville letting a lot of high post action happen in front of their defense, which is a problem. It's going to allow kids to get open. And that's where they're getting these easy shots right underneath the basket because nobody on the backside of that zone defense is stepping up and putting a body on anybody and making that cut across difficult.
Marlowe comes out of the game. A three from the left wing is no good by Vandenberg. They get it back down low. Collier off the right rim and in. Yeah, Collier getting up. She's got nine to match Vandenberg. Now a 29-11 lead for West Burlington, 6:20 to play here in the second quarter. Game one of two tonight on this Friday evening here in Danville. Danville passing it from wing to wing into the corner. Morris pass almost intercepted by Harris, who continues to jump the passing lanes. Smith near side into the corner. Morris back out to Ava Smith. Right back into Morris. Morris pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Danville. 5:50 to play here, second quarter.
Danville had five passes there where the ball stayed on this side of the floor. They got to make sure that they're swinging that ball. They're not pass faking. And it's making for a difficult night offensively tonight.
Two chances down low for Danville. Couldn't get anything. Harris has the ball poked away from behind and stolen. Yaley was the one who poked it free. Isabella Smith over to Ava Smith on the wing. Right-handed dribbles. Gets double-teamed. Her pass, a high one in the middle of the floor, is intercepted by Zawo. Takes it herself, lays it up and in. Seven now for the lone senior on this West Burlington team. Another pass deflected. This one on a bounce. Leah Collier getting in there. It's a 31-11 lead for West Burlington with 5:11 to play.
And this is where those two timeouts that was called early in the game have now kind of came back. You know, obviously they felt like if they didn't get a handle on things right away, this could turn into what we have now, which is a 20-point lead for West Burlington. But obviously now West Burlington feeling more comfortable.
The three-pointer is missed by Smith. Marlowe sprinting down the floor all the way to the basket, hooks it off the backboard too strong, and we get a jump ball underneath. And the arrow points to Danville. Only our second jump ball tonight.
Really like Sydney Marlowe's game. She's very aggressive. You can just tell she's got a good basketball IQ. She knows where to put the ball and doesn't make a lot of bad decisions either.
And a foul on a layup attempt. Ava Smith sprinting down the floor. Went up with a shot and she was fouled. So Smith will go to the free throw line for Danville, who trails West Burlington 31-11. Of course, the boys will follow this one here at Danville High School, which is undergoing some renovations as a free throw no good.
You know, the one thing that I did see from this angle is she did step on the line there, and the officials did not catch it. So,
well, makes a second one. So Smith goes one of two. She's got 4 points. 31-12, West Burlington leading. Harris methodically gets it across the half-court line. Collier, Marlowe to Harris. Pass deflected, but Collier picks it up. 10-foot jumper off the backboard. Hits every part of the rim and rolls in.
Nice little jump shot there from the inside the post.
Danville quickly down the floor. Pass was intended for Fox on a left block, but way too high and out of bounds. Turnover back to West Burlington now as a 21-point lead.
It's really hard for a team when you're down like this. You're down 21 points, and your coach is saying, run the offense, run the offense. When you get down like this, you're trying to get back in this game, and you know, when you go that fast, it can just lead to problems.
Pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with West Burlington. 4:22 to play here in the first half. Harris goes left side. They go down low right block off the window, no good. Strong rebound by Isabella Smith. But she is in a heap of trouble on the sideline and somehow gets through the defense and then gets it poked free from behind and stolen. Marlowe, left side, Vandenberg, her three no good. Hit her first three attempts, misses that one, and a rebound fought for underneath. We get a jump ball. And it's going to be West Burlington basketball. 3:55 to play here, second quarter.
Again, a lot of substitutions here by West Burlington, trying to keep these girls fresh and keep the energy up.
Right wing. Harris has it. Skip pass into the corner, a three for Collier. That's good. Another one for West Burlington. 14 first half points for Leah Collier. Another turnover. Stolen. Marlowe. Jump pass to Harris. Off the glass. No good, but she is fouled, and Harris will shoot two. West Burlington leading 36-12 with 3:32 to play here in the second quarter.
First one is up.
Oh, good.
Again,
good.
Off to the right.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to check those rims at halftime.
Or is it our angle? Everything's off to the right because we're off to the left.
Yes, that could be. That could be.
Second free throw for Harris. That one's off to the left. Offensive rebound, and Marlowe is fouled, and she'll shoot two. I've already lost track of the offensive rebounds, but West Burlington is having no problem at all on the offensive glass.
Yeah.
It's
going to be a lot of offensive rebounds tonight here so far for the Lady Falcons.
Second free throw. First free throw coming from Marlowe. That one is too strong. They're having a tough time from the line tonight. Otherwise,
neither one of these teams have shot the ball really good from the free throw line, I believe. I was looking at that before the game. It looks like as a team they are shooting 58.6%. So something they can improve on as the year goes.
Miss both. Four straight misses. And a foul on the other end. That's a blocking foul as Isabella Smith took it straight to the rack, and now she'll shoot two free throws with 3:23 to play here in the second quarter.
Looks like they're going to call that on the floor.
Oh, they did call it on the floor, so Danville will inbound underneath. And the inbound passes to Yaley, and her pass is stolen away. Was trying to find Isabella Smith. Marlowe down the floor, right side of the lane, puts it up and in.
Good strong take there by Sydney Marlowe. A lot of players will try to draw the foul and miss that shot, and she went up strong and was able to get the bucket, get this lead up to 26.
And Drew Fox throws it away. Again, a steal by Harris. Harris lays it up from the right side and scores. It's now 40-12. In favor of West Burlington, 2:53 to play in the first half. And another turnover. Another steal for Harris. Ball was just bounced right to her. Harris stops at the right elbow. Pass it out to Marlowe on the right wing. Goes back to Harris. Left side, Vandenberg dribbles top of the key. Harris right side, steps inside the arc. 18-foot jump shot. Good. Timeout. Danville. 2:33 to play in the half. It's now 42-12 in favor of West Burlington. Back in 1 minute here on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
2:33 to play here in the first half. SEC, I should say West Burlington. I'm so used to saying SEC. Ball tipped out of bounds. Such a habit. I'm surprised I haven't said the wrong station tonight. First high school game for me this year. Danville with the ball. It was again deflected. They're really having a hard time, though, Cody, getting the pass to their intended target.
They are. And, you know, Danville, when you're down 30 like this, you start pushing a little bit more than you want to, and that's creating even more turnovers. And, you know, obviously these girls are getting tired. They've only had one sub. They're only playing six girls tonight, so that's not leaving a lot of opportunities for kids to get a breather, and that can lead to bad decisions.
Smith missed on two chances down low on this end. A Collier missed jumper. Danville has the ball back, trailing 42-12, 2 minutes left in the first half. Isabella Smith thought about a three, goes to Ava Smith on the wing. The Smiths continue to play catch, bounce pass back to Isabella. Left side, Ava into the corner. Now Drew Fox has it. Her shot about 2 feet out, no good. Rebounded by West Burlington. It was Collier with the board. Marlowe driving. Runs into some contact. Puts it up. Well, did he count the basket in any way?
He's saying it's on the floor.
Okay, pointed to the floor. So foul before the shot. West Burlington inbounds. Harris. Vandenberg left side into the corner. Vandenberg kind of set the tone tonight, hitting three early threes. Collier has taken over after that.
I'm going to have to assume that Vandenberg is the daughter of head coach John Vandenberg. I don't know that, but I have to send a couple text messages to find that out during halftime.
Her shot was blocked, and Zawa almost saved it, but saved it right to Danville. Ava Smith coming in from the left side. We get a whistle, and it's a foul against West Burlington. They're going to get Marlowe on the foul, I believe.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, it looks like Marlowe. Oh, there is a number one that I don't have on the roster.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah, we don't have that one on there, do we?
So Danville with the ball, but that foul was on Marlowe. Drew Fox holds it top of the key. Smith will take a three left wing, and it's good. Isabella Smith with a three-pointer. She's got now 7 points,
you know,
up to 15.
Isabella's had a couple opportunities to shoot the ball here in this quarter, and she has not taken it. She needs to be more aggressive. At this point in the game, you've got to, if you've got an open shot, you've got to step up and take it.
And West Burlington working slow here as the clock dwindles in the first half. 36 seconds to go in this first half. And a pass deflected and stolen. Yaley has it for Danville. And got away with a travel. Short pass to Smith. Yaley again left wing. And Harris almost got another one. Smith. Morris back to Smith left wing. 18 seconds left in the half. Yaley steps inside the arc. Takes a deep two. That's no good. And the rebound is tapped out. Harris comes up with it. 8 seconds to go. She lost it. Ball is on the floor rolling towards the end line. And it's out of bounds. It will be West Burlington basketball. I'll take their word for it.
As the great Don Brandt would say, I could not see it.
5 seconds. Vandenberg, three left wing. No good. That's her second missed three of the game. Rebounded by Smith. And that is how the first half comes to an end. 42-15 after the first 16 minutes of play here tonight. Coming up, halftime show. Back in 2 minutes on KBR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place. Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Frank Schmitz Flooring America. Frank Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Frank Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Back here in Danville, halftime of our opening contest of this doubleheader. The Danville girls leading West Burlington West Burlington leading Danville 42-15. I was distracted by the Danville Bear mascot in the Hawaiian getup out there, Cody. It's got the straw skirt on.
You know, you would have thought you'd have gone with the Christmas theme, but when you play four games in a week, you got to come up with some different ideas.
And it was tropical out there today.
Yes,
compared to
yes.
What we have had in the weather. Halftime here, 42-15. It's been all West Burlington, and their pressure has caused a lot of problems, and it's allowed them to get out in the break.
Yeah, you know, Danville just hasn't been able to get anything going offensively, whereas West Burlington, while they've missed a lot of shots, they're getting a lot of shots up. And, you know, the first quarter outscoring Danville 24-11. Second quarter outscoring them 18-4. You know, obviously things are running at a very high tempo right now for West Burlington. And Danville, with only six girls in the rotation, are just having a hard time keeping up with them tonight.
So 42-15 lead for the West Burlington Falcons. Been impressed with the way they've been distributing here. It obviously started with Natalie Vandenberg hitting three-pointers, and then all of a sudden Leah Collier has taken over. Annika Harris is getting it done defensively. She's turned a few of those turnovers into fast-break baskets, but it doesn't seem like it's one person oriented on this team. They've got a lot of helpers.
No, and, you know, they move the ball very well side to side, and Danville has played a packed-in zone. They're really trying to take away the paint, but like I had said earlier in the game, they're not doing a great job of stepping in front of the cutters that are coming through that post. And it's allowed West Burlington to get a lot of easy baskets right at the rim. And then also the fast breaks. I mean, West Burlington has had probably 10 to 15 fast breaks tonight where they've been able to capitalize on quite a few of them. And that's how you get to 42 points in a half of basketball in 16 minutes. That's pretty darn good.
Well, they scored 73 in their last game against Central Lee. They're on pace to get over that here today against this Danville team, which only gave up 33 in their last game against Highland. So yep. It has kind of been a struggle for them defensively and scoring the basketball. But you mentioned something, Cody, on the offense for Danville. They've been playing catch on the wings against that zone, and it appears they've gotten some open looks on the wings, but they have kind of refused to take those.
Yeah, they're not taking the shots. And again, when you have six girls in the rotation, and a lot of those girls are freshmen and sophomores, they don't quite understand yet what is a good shot, what is a bad shot, and they'll get that with time. But tonight, you know, I'd like to see them, even if they don't shoot the ball, I'd like to see more pass fakes. like to see more ball rotation. And in a game like this, you just got to shoot the shot if you're open.
So halftime, 42-15. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half scoring totals after this on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place. Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Back in Danville, halftime, West Burlington leading Danville 42-15. Let's take a look at some first half scoring totals. First for Danville, leading scorer has been Isabella Smith with 7 first half points. 4 points for both Ava Smith and Drew Fox, the scoring for Danville. Now West Burlington has been led by Leah Collier, 14 first half points, 9 points tonight for Natalie Vandenberg. 7 points rather for Samantha Zowell. 6 points for Harris, 6 points for Marlowe, the scoring for West Burlington. Been impressed with Leah Collier doing it both inside and outside.
Yeah. Done a great job here tonight of getting good shots. That's the thing it's impressed me is even though West Burlington's missed some shots inside, they haven't been bad shots. I think they've been able to get some good shots tonight. And, obviously, with my view, I'm going to be able to get a better look at Danville's offense in the second half. I really haven't been able to see a whole lot, but, obviously, seeing what has happened at the other end, I think West Burlington's off to a pretty darn good start.
So West Burlington with the 42-15 lead as we wait for the second half. Well, spoke a little bit prior to this game about the big Iowa Hawkeyes game tomorrow night, but football season's still going on, Cody, and they got a bowl game coming up.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked me, as I go to a lot of Hawkeye games, if I was going to the Holiday Bowl in San Diego, and to be honest, I still have night terrors after going to the Rose Bowl a few years back and watching Mr. McCaffrey just absolutely torch our Hawkeyes in the Rose Bowl. And so I said, you know what? I think I'm gonna pass this year on a trip to California.
Well, they play a tough USC team too down in San Diego. The USC has had a very tough season with injuries, but their head coach is staying for another year, so
yep.
It'll be a good matchup. Of course, Iowa, no matter who they play, is always seem to have a chance.
And I tell you what, I don't care who they're playing, Alabama, whoever it is, I would not want to play the Hawkeyes right now coming off the passing of Iowa coaching legend Aiden Pryde.
Yep.
Seeing Coach Ferentz's press conference yesterday and him get tearing up about Aiden and what he meant to him as a mentor and a father-like figure, I guarantee you that those players, they see that emotion and they see Kirk Ferentz and his staff, you know, obviously his son being the offensive coordinator and Brian Ferentz, they are going to be full steam ahead, everything you got. Iowa is really going to be playing with passion, and I would not want to play Iowa coming off the passing of Coach Fry.
Kind of crazy to think of how stable Iowa football is. Just think about Kirk Ferentz and Hayden Fry, the last two Iowa head coaches.
Yep. I came to Iowa in 1999 when Coach Ferentz, I believe, was in his just coming off his first year, starting his second year there as head coach. And, you know, just such a great guy. And a lot of great interactions over the years with Coach Ferentz. And he's always done it the right way. And I think he's gotten that from Coach Fry. And Coach Peterson, there's been a lot of great coaches that came from that Hayden Fry tree. And
Barry Alvarez.
Yep. Coach P, we both were around at Western Illinois.
Yep,
and,
yep.
You know, so there's been a lot of great guys that have come through the Hayden Fry coaching tree. And just a sad week for the Hawkeye family. And, you know, obviously we wish our best to Coach Fry's family. And just such a great man, a great coach, and a great Hawkeye.
So that game is coming up a week from tonight, so the 27th, when they take on USC. Is that game still at the old Calquam Stadium,
whatever it's
called
it
now,
is.
The old Padres?
Yep. Yeah. And it hasn't had a whole lot of updates since it's no longer an NFL stadium. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Not to mention San Diego Airport, if you've ever flown in there, it is a journey.
You're
coming over a mountain, and then it's just a straight down shot. It's like you're on a roller coaster. So it's going to be an interesting week there in California.
It's not a bad place, though, to spend the 27th of December.
That is true.
Danville's going to start with the ball here in the second half. As the second half is underway, Danville's got some work to do, trailing West Burlington 42-15. With the basketball, right wing Smith. Entry pass down low. Left side of the block, an easy look, but it's missed by Morris and rebounded by West Burlington. Couldn't have asked for a better look to start the half.
Yeah, and that's tough. You know, you drop a play at halftime, and you're hoping to kind of get some momentum going, and then you miss a tough, easy shot like that.
Harris has a free throw on extended. Zowell working her way inside. Left the 5-foot jumper short. Rebound grabbed by Fox. For Danville, 30 seconds into the second half. Game one of two tonight. The boys will follow. On the other end, Smith missing from the right side. Offensive rebound, Morris kicks it out. Jumper is blocked and picked up by Collier underneath. Rips it away from the defender, and West Burlington has possession. Pass underneath, Zowell in traffic was double-teamed. Put it off the heel of the rim, and it went in. Zowell's got nine.
You know what I like about her game is that she goes directly to the basket. She's not one of those players that wants to float around the elbow. She knows where she's going to be able to score. And when they get in transition, she's always going right at the rim.
More pressure again from West Burlington. They really close in on ball handler quick. And Smith will take a three right wing. That was short. Rebound tapped out. Ava Smith has it at the free throw line. And now Isabella Smith steps inside the lane, left the basketball behind. Harris scoops it up. Now Marlowe down the other end, lays it up, count the basket, and a free throw coming on the foul.
And, you know, looking at the scoreboard here, you got to start thinking about it. West Burlington getting that lead up to 31 points. Once we get to 35, we will see a running clock, and that's going to change kind of the dynamic of this game, obviously, as far as substitutions and how you want to handle that. For West Burlington.
Free throw short, offensive rebound. Follow is blocked. Another offensive rebound, no good. Up again, and Marlowe is fouled, and she'll shoot two. Marlowe just never gave up.
No, and you know, she had a tough first half from the free throw line, and I don't know if you noticed, when she came out for warm-up, she immediately went to the free throw line and started shooting free throws, and she's sitting here with a pretty big smile on her face, so let's see how she feels about these two.
First free throw is short, just grazing off the rim, showing some frustration on the miss.
She's got that look like, I really don't know what's going on tonight, but there's just nothing I can do to get this thing to go in.
71%, I believe, coming into the season. Gets that one to go. Marlowe, now with nine. 47-15 lead for West Burlington. 6:20 to play in the third quarter. Pass deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Smith, and we get a jump ball.
It'll lead to another turnover there since the possession arrow goes to West Burlington.
6:12 to play. Swing it around the perimeter. Collier, step back, 15-footer, no good. Rebound tapped around underneath, offensive board. Pass is deflected, intercepted by Smith. Danville has it back, 5:55 to play, third quarter. Ava Smith goes right side. Isabella Smith zipping a pass down low. Morris was falling out of balance and gives it up to Ava Smith. Her jumper no good. Rebounded by Collier for West Burlington, and the Falcons have it with a 47-15 lead and 5:30 to play in the third. Vandenberg a three, too strong. Offensive rebound. Collier follows off the front iron. Another offensive rebound. And we get a whistle, and it's out of bounds, and it will go to Danville.
Again, you know, it's kind of the way we started this game. West Burlington, a lot of baskets, a lot of shots underneath the basket that they're just not making. That's something in a close game could cost them a win sometime later in the season.
Yaley, this is Breann Yaley, senior. Morris, Smith to Ava Smith, left wing. Left elbow, Fox, back to the basket in a double team, and she is fouled. Call that one on Zowell. That's going to be her first.
West Burlington really hasn't had to have a lot of fouls tonight. Just, you know, most of their steals have been off passes by Danville.
Isabella Smith with a deep two. Just stepped an inch inside the three-point line. It's a two-pointer for Smith. She's now up to 9 points of their 17. 47-17 lead for West Burlington. Harris has it on the wing. Gets it to the elbow to Vandenberg. High arcing jumper is no good. Fox with the rebound and outlets it up ahead to Ava Smith. 4:30 to play, third quarter. Isabella Smith left side. Go baseline, Morris. High arcing pass right side to Smith. Isabella Smith traveled. Turnover. Goes back to West Burlington. 4:23 to play, third quarter.
Totally not a travel in the NBA, by the way.
No,
that wouldn't have been. I'm sure Dennis Clancy and this crew tonight made sure that they had that one in line. West Burlington doing a lot better job this half of getting the ball right there in the middle of the floor and getting good looks. They're just not making them.
Three from the wing is short. Rebound goes long just beneath the free throw line where it's corralled by Isabella Smith. Ava Smith, left side, halfway through the third quarter. Ball batted in the air and picked up by Harris. Two-on-one for the Falcons. Harris fumbled it, went right to Marlowe, and she scores from the right block. Worked anyway.
Yeah.
Marlowe has 11. Marlowe almost jumped the passing lane there. They get it across to Morris on the left wing, and Morris bouncing it back out.
West Burlington starting to extend. They've pushed back the press to more of a half court, and they've extended their half court defense out a little farther. So it's caused some issues here for Danville in the second half, for
ball
sure.
Ball thrown away. Turnover. Went out of bounds. 3:20 to play. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Marlowe. Runs into a triple team, passes it off. Shot is no good. Offensive rebound, put back, rolls around and in. That's Leah Collier. She's got 16. 51-17 with 3:08 to play in the third quarter. Pass down low. Shot off the backboard, no good by Fox. And a jump ball.
You know, and that's the first time tonight that I've really seen that Danville, that Fox has tried to hold her position, get a high-low, had a good look, just couldn't make the basket, but good offense there for Danville that time.
Danville inbounding underneath. Get it in outside top of the key, right side Smith. Dribbling left hand, back to Ava Smith. Back right side Isabella Smith. They play catch. Morris, short corner left side. Long pass deflected into the hands of Smith, and she is fouled as she got to the right elbow. A more tightly officiated game here in the last few minutes.
Yeah. don't have a problem with the call. I had a problem with who made the call and where they were positioned. It was kind of the opposite side.
That jumper from the free throw line is off to the right. Bentz. Harris. Right side Marlowe into the corner. Zhao back to Marlowe. Harris jumper got blocked right into the hands of Zhao. We get a whistle underneath. Out of bounds, I think. It'll go to Danville. 2:21 to play, third quarter.
Said West Burlington's kind of extended it out into a 1-3-1, and it's really caused some problems here. A lot of rainbow passes, we call them. Not a lot of pass faking, and it's allowing West Burlington to get their hands on a lot of loose balls.
Pass left side, Ava Smith running jumper, got blocked. She gets her own rebound, gets to the block, and has to kick it back out. Isabella Smith, free throw on extended right side. Takes a three right wing, short, long rebound, grabbed by Ava Smith. Her put back off the window and in, banks it in. Ava Smith scores. 51-19, West Burlington leads, 1:36 to play here in the third quarter.
Good offense there, but again, just not a lot of side-to-side passes from Danville tonight, unfortunately.
That shot no good. 1:25 to play here in the third quarter. Substitution, West Burlington. Again, I don't have a number one.
For West Burlington?
Yeah.
That would be...
There it is, Marlowe McKenna Marlowe.
Yep, the younger of the Marlowe girls.
I did have it, I just didn't realize that it was not in numerical order. Marlowe, down low, shot blocked. Offensive rebound, a pump fake, and we get a... what is it called? Foul is going to be the call. Leanna Murphy is checking in for West Burlington. Kenna Marlowe into the corner. Deep jumper for Bentz is short. Offensive rebound defensive rebound for Danville. They trail by 32. 51-19. Yaley steps inside the arc. Fox will take a 15-foot jumper, rattles around and in. Six for Drew Fox.
Fox has been a lot more aggressive here in the last 3 or 4 minutes, so I think the frustration for her has kind of led her to say, all right, she's going to start to try to take this game over if she can.
Bent's three-pointer no good. Offensive rebound, put back, blocked, and picked up by Danville. Long pass ahead. Yaley runs into a defender, and they're going to call a blocking foul against Sydney Marlowe.
It's always interesting to see siblings playing together in a basketball game. Especially when the older ones like to be able to yell at the younger ones to do something.
Get away with it.
Yes.
Danville inbounding underneath the basket. Fox catches, puts it up with the right hand, scores. Drew Fox has 18 seconds to play in the third quarter. 51-23 lead for West Burlington. And turnover.
You know, what we're seeing here is, you know, West Burlington's taking a lot of their starters out of this game, and Danville, since they're only playing six, they've got their starters in, so all of a sudden, momentum change.
Another turnover. It goes back to West Burlington. Ball was thrown too far ahead. And a foul, a reach, as Marlowe is running up the floor. But Kenna Marlowe has it knocked out of her hands at a bounce. 3.1 seconds left. West Burlington inbounding. Long inbound pass. Jumper is off the backboard. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter. One quarter to go. It's a 51-23 lead for West Burlington. Back in 1 minute on KBUR News Radio. 993 and 1490.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Christmas loan, check. Car loan, check. Personal loan, check. Tis the season for giving, and Case Buying wants to give you a Christmas gift this year. Get approved for a loan this month, and you pick when you make your first payment, 30, 60, or 90 days. Already have a car loan this year, or did you refinance somewhere else? No problem. Bring it to CCCU, and they'll give you 30, 60, or 90 days to make your first payment. Refinance now and use that extra money to go Christmas shopping. Case Buying, it's where you belong.
Final 8 minutes of this opening game. 51-23 lead for West Burlington. They've got the ball, and now a few starters are back in. Harris, Marlowe, Collier, and Vandenberg. And we get a traveling call against Sidney Marlowe as she tried to drive in from the right side.
Third quarter scoring was close. Danville 8, West Burlington 9. So, you know, I think Fox for Danville was able to get a lot better looks and was making some baskets, and they took away West Burlington's ability to get transition buckets.
Three-pointer is no good, and off of Collier out of bounds. It'll stay with Danville, 21 seconds into the fourth quarter here.
If I was Danville, I'd keep trying to get that ball inside to Fox, especially with Dozawo out of the game.
And Ava Smith will take a three right wing. That bounces around and in. Ava Smith with a three. Her second made triple of the game. 51-26 lead for West Burlington now as Danville continues to whittle it down here.
Yep. Danville's now outscored West Burlington in this half. 11-9.
Deep three from Vandenberg is offline. She has gone cold. Marlowe gets a long rebound, gets fouled on the shot, and she will shoot two.
She looks really excited about it after the free throw shooting performance she's had tonight.
Yeah, got her last one. Let's see if the confidence plays a part here as her first free throw is good. There you go. Looks over at the bench and gives a big smile.
Dad's probably giving her some pointers over there, I'm sure.
And doesn't get the roll on that one. That one rimmed out. 52-26 lead for West Burlington. Danville, though, has had some success. Their longest stretch of success offensively tonight here in this second half. Bounce pass to the right block. Trouble on the catch and a high bounce pass that skips over the head of Yaley out of bounds. It goes back to West Burlington with 6:41 to play.
Sidney Marlowe's father, Jason Marlowe, was a very good basketball player for the Southeastern Suns over in Western Illinois. Had a good college career and took his team to the state tournament in the 1A back in the 80s. Heck of a guard.
Missed down low. Dangerous pass. Loose ball picked up by Marlowe, who's going to drive all the way to the basket unimpeded, and she scores. Marlowe with another bucket. 54-26 lead for West Burlington, 6:10 to play.
Not seeing anybody on this on either end of this game tonight that is willing to want to step up and take a charge. We got a lot of kids trying to drive at the basket, but a lot of both sides, the defense is letting them do it.
Danville having some trouble just finding the open player here. 5:50 to play. Ava Smith back up top. Smith has it again from Isabella Smith. Picks up her dribble. Yaley, shot fake. Gets to the free throw on extended. Fires a pass down low, and it's off the hands of Yaley, but then off of Vandenberg and out of bounds, so it stays with Danville. Long inbound pass to Yaley, and now Smith has it. Isabella Smith picks up her dribble. Harris again taps a pass free, but Ava Smith's able to track it down near the sideline. Yaley gets to the right block. Shot no good at the rim. Drew Fox fighting for the rebound. We get a jump ball. Sixth jump ball. I'm counting the jump balls.
I think Fox, who was tied up on that, was a little worried she might get called for an over the back, but
entry pass.
Willing to give it to him.
Smith trying to feed it into Isabella Smith. Marlowe diving on the floor and gets a loose ball.
Great hustle play there by Marlowe.
Harris to Vandenberg, too strong. Rebound goes long, and we get a foul as Collier came in too late on Yaley.
Hate to see that. Great hustle play there by Sydney Marlowe and was able to get the ball up ahead. And just a tough break there for the Falcons. Trying to get this game back to 30.
Dove on the floor, rolled over the basketball, went back to get it, and then found Harris on the run. They couldn't pay it off. 4:43 to play, fourth quarter, 54-26 lead for West Burlington. Jumping in the passing lane and intercepting the pass, that was Murphy. Off the window, shot no good. Free throws coming, though, for Marlowe. Getting her chances tonight.
Yeah,
the line.
She's... Whatever problem she's had in the first half, she's going to get some opportunities to fix it here in the second.
And the free throw good on the first attempt. That's it, three of her last four attempts, though, after that tough start.
Yep. Shooters, you got to just keep shooting.
Second free throw coming. Gets the roll. Gets both that time. Entry pass down low is knocked out of bounds. Stays with Danville.
Danville's been doing a lot of that cross-court passes tonight. You got to be careful with that.
And a travel is called. It goes back to West Burlington, who has a 56-26 lead with 4:14 to go.
Isabella Smith there had her knee down and brought it back up. Didn't move a foot, just took her knee off the ground.
So West Burlington continues to pass the ball around into the right corner. Shot off the window is good. That is Collier, who's had a big night. 18 points for her.
Yeah, she's done it all tonight for the Falcons.
58-26 lead. Morris. Ava Smith steps between a pair of defenders, throws it up, no good. Rebounded by Collier, outlets it over to Marlowe, who's running. Marlowe sprinting up the floor, spins, puts it up off the window and in. 60-26 lead. Marlowe scores again.
Little spurt here for the Falcons.
A 34-point lead. And a timeout taken by Danville. 3:22 to play. 60-26 in favor of West Burlington. We'll take a one-minute break here on KBR News Radio 993 and 1490.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones Financial Advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Three 3:15 to play, a 60-26 lead for West Burlington. Danville with the ball out of the timeout. First of tonight's doubleheader, just about wrapping up. Yaley holding it left wing, passing back out top. Every pass up top has been dangerous tonight with Annika Harris up there. A few steals for her. And gets another. Picks it off. Harris in from the left side, lets the defenders go by and scores. It's a 62-26 lead. Timeout taken here for West Burlington. Looks like a substitution timeout. So Harris scores. 8 for her tonight. Now a 62-26 lead. And we're going to get a timeout taken by West Burlington with 2:46 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it here. And well, it's been all West Burlington tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, the offense just overpowered Danville tonight. And Danville's inability to stop the easy baskets in the paint just too much. But, you know, I think the future is bright. I mean, you know, Drew Fox, who has had a good game here in the second half for the Bears, and, you know, obviously a lot of good freshmen and sophomores are getting a lot of good experience in this game tonight. So they're going to be all right. They obviously need to get some better numbers if they can and get a little deeper bench, but they're going to be all right.
Danville has the basketball. The boys will follow this one. Final game of this doubleheader. Yaley has the ball, top of the key. Ava Smith into the corner. Long pass to the right side. Yaley takes deep two. That's no good. Off to the right. Offensive rebound. Ava Smith steps through the defenders. Can't get it to go. Missing the no-footer. And we get a jump ball on the rebound. Arrow goes to West Burlington. Clock continues to run with that 35-point rule.
Yeah, and good to see Yaley take that shot there. As I kind of said earlier tonight, she just seems like she doesn't want to take a lot of shots. And, you know, in a game like this, if you're open, you got to be aggressive.
Bounce pass. McKenna Marlowe goes to the left side. Grobstitch back to Marlowe. Back to Grobstitch on the wing. Bouncing it back out. Deep jumper is way off. And it's out of bounds, and it will go to Danville as the clock nears the one-minute mark.
I did not get a chance to look at the schedule. Do either of these schools have a game on Monday? I know there's a couple other schools here in the Southeast Conference that does. I honestly don't know. I know Notre Dame's in action Monday night down at Fort Madison.
Danville will not play again until the 3rd. They're at Cardinal. And West Burlington will play on the 3rd as well against Holy Trinity at home. So okay, they will have about a week off. A little over 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks off?
Yep.
Ball out of bounds. Clock continues to run down to 30 seconds. These teams will play again coming up on the 30th of January in West Burlington. 18 seconds to play. And the pass is intercepted. Stolen away. West Burlington on the break. And the pass to Marlowe is tapped away and intercepted. 8 seconds to go. 2 seconds. Shot at the buzzer, no good, and that is the end of our first game tonight. 62-26, the final score in favor of the West Burlington girls. We will take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap this first game and get you set for the boys portion of the doubleheader between West Burlington and Danville. Back in 2 minutes on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Liftoff. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. President Trump about to sign the National Defense Authorization Act, which will establish the Space Force, the first new military branch to be created in 70 years.
The new military branch will focus on protecting the more than 900 U.S. satellites needed to communicate, 31 of which provide Americans and the military with GPS coordinates. Recent anti-satellite missile tests by China and India have created fear in the Pentagon that the U.S. could go blind in a future conflict. Its headquarters won't be announced until next year, with Huntsville, Alabama, and Colorado Springs vying for the honor and increased federal funding, $2 billion over the next 5 years, and 16,000 personnel, mostly pulled from the Air Force, which already has an Air Force Space Command in Colorado.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Days after the House voted to approve the articles of impeachment against the president, a group thought of as an ally is calling for his removal from office.
A prominent evangelical magazine, Christianity Today, now says President Trump should be removed from office out of, quote, not a matter of partisan loyalties, but loyalty to the Creator of the Ten Commandments. The son of the late Reverend Billy Graham, who founded the magazine, says his father would not agree with and would be disappointed by the op-ed, while President Trump said, the fact is, no president has ever done what I have done for evangelicals or religion itself.
Fox's Christian Fisher at the White House. The Trump campaign just announcing it's launching a new Evangelicals for Trump coalition in the new year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited the president to deliver the State of the Union address on Tuesday, February 4th. Junior Johnson, a moonshine runner turned NASCAR driver, has died. He was 88. Johnson was the winner of 50 races as a driver and 132 as an owner. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times. As represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Hey there, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make incredibly soft organic cotton sheets that millions of Americans love. And yep, three U.S. presidents. Today I'm announcing our 12 deals of Christmas sale. No partridges in a pear tree or anything like that, but amazing deals every day on our award-winning, ethically made sheets, linens, and gifts. Merry Christmas from all of us at Boll & Branch.
Visit BollandBranch.com and find a new deal every day. That's B-O-L-L and B-R-A-N-C-H.com. Go to BollandBranch.com.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Michael Briskowski.
First game of tonight's doubleheader is in the books. A 62-26 win for West Burlington. It was all West Burlington tonight, and it was kind of close in the first 2 minutes, but the pressure really kind of forced things, and West Burlington was just able to get out and run. And even in the half court, though, they really played well.
Yeah, you know, I just think that, Danville, with only being able to play six girls, just couldn't keep up with West Burlington's tempo and West Burlington's ability to score inside as well. So, tough game tonight for the Danville Bears. But I think there's some things they can grow on.
Yeah, the scoring totals in this one, Danville, they were led in scoring tonight by Isabella Smith, who had 11 points. Ava Smith had 9, and Drew Fox scored 8 points tonight. West Burlington was led by Leah Collier, who had 18 points. And Sydney Marlowe also had 18. 9 points for Natalie Vandenberg, 8 points for Annika Harris, 9 points for Samantha Zowell, the scoring for West Burlington. West Burlington now has won 5 in a row. They're 6-1. Danville sees their 2-game win streak come to an end. They fall to 2-6. We'll take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll get you set for the boys' game here in this doubleheader between Danville and West Burlington. Back in 2 minutes here on News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Brian Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Edward Jones agent John Hart, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, Barn Grover Glass, Dr. Kirk Massner Family Dentistry, the Boogaloo and Fun City at Pizzazz, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Case Buying Community Credit Union. Now, with tonight's game, here's Michael Braskowski.
Back here in Danville, getting set for our second of the doubleheader, the boys' turn as Danville hosting West Burlington. Michael Braskowski and Cody Van Fleet back with you. Danville 3-4 coming into play tonight. Danville has lost three consecutive games after starting 3-1. After they beat Van Buren here in this gym 72-40 on the 13th of December, they have lost three straight to Fort Madison, Waco, and losing last night to Highland. They are led this year by Ty Carr, 15.4 points per game, and Taylor Kensett, 13.6 points per game. They have three players scoring in double figures, Cam Edel with 10.4 points per game. But Cody, you really like what you see out of Taylor Kensett.
Yeah, you know, he's got a really good game. He's probably about 6'5". He can step out and shoot the three. He can score at the basket. And, you know, I got a chance to see this Danville game, or this Danville team play up close a couple weeks ago on the road at Notre Dame. And, you know, I was pretty impressed with what he does. Danville, they play your standard historical Danville-type defense. They extend it out. They try to make you play fast. They try to get a hands in passing lanes. However, this West Burlington team has a lot of people talking, and it'll be interesting tonight to see Danville playing four games in a week.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and having three straight losses. I'm not willing to call this a must-win game, but it's a conference game. It's a big rivalry game. And obviously Danville is going to be coming out with a little bit more of a sense of urgency, I think, than West Burlington. We'll see how that plays out tonight.
Now, West Burlington, they are coming in 4-2. They've won three consecutive games. They started the year 1-2, but have rattled off wins against Cardinal, Minneapolis, and Central Lee. They beat Central Lee on Tuesday back at West Burlington. They are led by Darian Johnson, 14.6 points per game, shooting 42% from three this year. Then the big man down low, Marvion Jackson, 13.8 points per game. Colton Sherwood at 13.2 points per game. And Cody, Marvion Jackson, he is big, and he is having a lot of success down low this year.
Yeah, you know, a good big guy in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference can have a really, really good year. And he has really done that so far. For those of you that don't know, head coach at West Burlington, Ryan O'Hearn, this guy is a basketball junkie. He's been around the game his whole life. His dad was a great coach, high school coach here in Northern Iowa. And Ryan just does it the right way. I've got a lot of respect for Ryan. You don't see a whole lot of coaches. Right now, Ryan's out on the floor yep. coordinating the warm-ups with the guys, doing the passing. You don't see head coaches do that at any level. And that's just the kind of coach that Ryan is. He is 100% all involved.
Former assistant under Terry Carroll at SEC
yep.
as well.
Yep. And he was also the athletic director for me at Notre Dame in my first year. Got his first job at Notre Dame when I came in as a coach, and so we worked together. He was my first boss when I was the head coach at Notre Dame, and good guy, and really respect the job that he's doing there, and replaced Ryan Shellman, who had a really good career at West Burlington. And so a lot of good kids on this team, a lot of good ball players on both teams. So this is going to be a fun game to watch.
So West Burlington and Danville here tonight. These two teams meeting for the first time here this season. And now we're talking about the upcoming basketball games around Iowa this weekend. Of course, Iowa and Cincinnati going at it tomorrow up in Chicago. Kind of a interesting scheduling this year. You get the non-conference game, Big Ten, the American Association Conference going up to Chicago for a matchup.
Yeah, you know, I know that the University of Iowa really having such a heavily balanced group. A lot of Chicago kids go to Iowa. And so University of Iowa loves it when they can go up there in any sport and play a game in the city of Chicago, whether that's football at Soldier Field or Northwestern, or their basketball team coming to the United Center. And, you know, I've played, I've probably been a part of, oh gosh, three or four games up at the United Center. It's a great environment. And, you know, it's a fun place to watch a ball game. And nothing better than Chicago a week before Christmas with Michigan Avenue just going crazy. And should be a fun night for hopefully Hawkeyes can take care of business and have a happy Christmas.
And the way Luca Garza is playing this year, that's going to be a big help with the Hawkeyes' down numbers a little bit.
Yeah, Luca Garza is, I think he's fifth in scoring right now. He's top 20 in just about every category statistically for big guys in the Division I ranks. And, you know, everybody expected him to take the next step, but I think he's been the step that he's taken from last year to this year has really impressed not only the coaches, but all the media that's been covering him. Dan Dockich, who doesn't say a lot of good things about any Iowa guys over the last 10 years. To hear Dan Dockich say if there's a tougher guy in college basketball that plays harder than Luca Garza, I haven't seen him yet. And, you know, for Dan Dockich to say that, who's a Bobby Knight disciple, that was a good statement. I was pretty impressed by that.
Yeah, Luca Garza, kind of one of those typical diamond in the rough big guys, because in college basketball it's so difficult to recruit big men that your top big men, there's only a few of them and they're always going certain places. You got to get those diamonds, and Brand found one, definitely,
and
Luca Garza.
And I love the story that Shaquille O'Neal used to always talk about. It's for big guys, your parents always taught you, when those 7-footers, they've been big their whole life, and their parents always told them, you know, you got to be, don't pick on people and don't be too aggressive, and you're bigger than everybody. And so they've been kind of taught to be, you know, a nice person, whereas he's just a tough guy. And he's a very nice guy off the court. I have had a chance to talk to him a little bit, but, boy, I tell you what, that guy plays hard. He plays tough. He's got a lot of scars. He gets his teeth knocked out every once in a while. But, you know, he's the type of guy, if you're looking for a big man, that's the guy you want on your team.
Getting ready for basketball again here tonight. West Burlington and Danville will take a two-minute break. Basketball is coming up here on KBUR News Radio 993 and 1490.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Give yourself a gift this Christmas, and Case Buying will give you a gift as well. Get a Christmas loan, a new car loan, a new-to-you car loan, or even refinance your loan from another institution and Case Buying will give you your choice of 30, 60, or 90 days before your first payment. What are you waiting for? Call, stop in, or apply online today for approval. Case Buying, it's where you belong. Remember, chances are, if you're hearing this, you can become a member.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Brian Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
Getting ready for basketball, West Burlington and Danville, the final game of tonight's doubleheader here in Danville. As Western Burlington, West Burlington girls getting a big win earlier tonight by the score of 62-26. Earlier tonight in the opener of this doubleheader. Both starters about to be announced here in front of a good crowd tonight here in Danville. People still filing in for this final game as we are high above the court here in this corner, right above the band. That's why it sounds like we are sitting with the band. We are not sitting with the band, but we are close.
We are close. Yeah, you know, just looking at the stats here before this game gets started, Michael, you know, Danville averaging 69 points a game, West Burlington 70. This isn't going to be similar to what we just witnessed with a high scoring versus a low scoring. Both these teams, offensively, I think both do similar things. Both teams put up about the same amount of points. You know, like we said earlier, we're going to have Danville who's kind of backs up against the wall. I don't know the last time that Danville's probably lost four games in a row. It's probably been quite a while. Probably since before Ken LaFoon was here.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's going to be a good test tonight. And West Burlington has had a really good team, and I think if you were looking at it on paper and talking to coaches, they're probably calling West Burlington the favorite tonight. But those losses for Danville earlier this week, playing in this gym, going to be an interesting contest.
The starters getting introduced here tonight. Always a fun matchup when these two teams get together. The West Burlington Falcons, coached by Ryan O'Hearn, and Danville under the direction of Matt Morris. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for West Burlington, who are 4-2. They'll go with Casey Dahl, a junior, Marvion Jackson, a junior, Darian Johnson, a junior, Colton Sherwood, a junior, and Dylan McKeldry, a senior, kind of like the girls' team.
Yep.
There's just two seniors on the entire West Burlington roster.
Yeah.
Do they have any seniors at West Burlington? Danville going with Braden Hall, a junior, Ty Carr, a sophomore, Cameron Edel, a junior, Taylor Kenson, a senior, and Kaylin Vogelsang, a senior as well. West Burlington in their road greens. Falcons across the front in white. Danville in their home whites. Danville across the front in royal blue. And it's going to be Marvion Jackson jumping for West Burlington. He'll be jumping against Taylor Kensett for Danville. West Burlington going to the left on your radio dial.
You know, for two 2A teams here tonight, great size for both teams.
And the tip is won by Kensett. We're underway tonight. Second game of this doubleheader between West Burlington and Danville. They work it down low. Kensett gets it out. Back up top. Here's Edel. Left side, Kensett. He'll take a deep three, left it short, rebounded near the arc by Jackson. And Johnson has it for West Burlington. Johnson, one of the many juniors on this roster, goes left side, Dahl, back up top, Colton Sherwood, lobs a pass, free throw line extended, Jackson, skip pass into the corner, Johnson will take an early three, that's good.
Whole team Johnson. Starting off in man, sorry about that, Michael, go
good. Ahead. Nope, I was saying Johnson opens the scoring, 3-0 lead for West Burlington. Trying to wrap around underneath, Vogelsang kicks it out, they swing it around, Kensett. Gets it back up top to Carr, almost through his hands. Edel, guarded by Dahl. Back up top, Vogelsang will try to answer with a three. It rimmed out. Going high for the rebound is Dahl, and West Burlington has it. Leading 3-0, 6:57 to play first quarter. Dahl steps up to the three-point line. He buries a three. Kason Dahl hits the triple. It's now a 6-0 lead for West Burlington on two made threes, and a foul is called on Sherwood on the far sideline.
Two quick threes and a 6-point lead is usually what Danville used to do to people when the Soka boys were out here playing. But, you know, that's kind of what has allowed West Burlington to take that next step, having the inside and the outside threat this year.
Edel, a junior, dribbling top of the key, had his pass deflected by Dahl, but Vogelsang grabs it on the wing. Fires a pass, short corner. Carr driving baseline. Gets it to Kensett, trying to muscle it up, but too strong. Rebounded by Jackson. Johnson inching across the half-court line. Jackson leaps in the air and passes it to the short corner, but it's through the hands of McKeldery out of bounds. It goes back to Danville. West Burlington leading 6-0, 6:22 to play in the first.
West Burlington, you can, again, like the girls game, West Burlington's putting a lot of pressure on. I think they want to play at a higher tempo because they feel like they can outscore Danville if it turns into a track meet.
In the lane, a floater off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Dahl, and he runs it up, getting across the half-court line. 2 minutes in, 6-0 lead for West Burlington. Jackson trying to muscle his way in. He lost it when he went in the lane, got stripped. Edel lost it going up for a layup, and the ball is out of bounds, and it will go to West Burlington. Just off his leg as he was running down the floor.
Kensett's body language right now, you know, you can tell he's frustrated. You know, I think he's a guy that really wants to try to get things going out on the perimeter first, and so far he hasn't been able to connect.
Colton Sherwood with the basketball. Dahl, a shot fake, steps inside the arc, kicks it out as he got into the paint. Johnson up to Sherwood, being guarded by Edel. Now right side Johnson, back to Sherwood, a shot fake. Sherwood gets to the free throw line, into the corner to Dahl. He'll shoot another three, that's off to the right. Long rebound picked up by Vogelsang. 5:20 to play first quarter, still a 6-0 lead for Danville. And a foul is called, and they say it was on the floor. The ball went in, but they wave off the shot. So they'll inbound with Danville. The foul is going to be on Johnson. Or nope, it's going to be on McKeldery. Inbound pass, left side Hall. Carr had it ripped away and stolen. 2-on-1. Johnson coming in from the right side. Gets past the defender. Lays it up with the right hand. Johnson scores. He's got 5 points, and it's an 8-0 lead for West Burlington. And a whistle out of our view underneath here. It's going to be a foul against West Burlington. It's going to be on Jackson.
Danville at this point, you know, 3 minutes into this game, they got a... I don't know if they run motion or set so far, but they need to try to get probably the highest percentage shot they can get at this point. Down 8-0, or at least get to the foul line, something to allow them to get a couple baskets.
Almost halfway through this first quarter, Danville still looking for their first point. Edel. Lobbing it, left elbow, Carr faces up, puts it on the floor, now kicks it out to Hall. He'll take a three, that's no good. Long rebound, and Hall tracks it down. Carr will take a three, that's no good, too strong. Sherwood with the rebound for West Burlington, and the Falcons have it, leading 8-0, 4:30 left here in the first quarter.
Danville relying way too much on their perimeter game right now, and West Burlington's making them pay.
Jackson driving, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound and scores. Just too strong, Marvin Jackson.
Great, great lower body strength there for Jackson, able to get himself positioned, and very easy putback for him.
Carr sprinting across the lane. They kick it out. A three is airballed by Edel out of bounds, and it goes to West Burlington, who's got a 10-0 lead, 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Again, Danville settling for quick shots. They're settling for quick threes. And if they're going in, that's fine. But right now, they are not hitting, and it's allowing West Burlington to start to run away with this thing early.
Dahl gets to the point guard, Johnson, near the center court logo. Gets to the elbow, leaps in the air, threw it into traffic. It's intercepted. Bounce pass up ahead and way too ahead for the intended target. Edel thrown away, and it's back to West Burlington, who have a 10-0 lead. Substitution for Danville. Checking into the game for the Bears is Cadence Williams.
Danville going with their traditional 1-3-1. Well, nope, there's going. Yeah, they're.
Sherwood gets to the elbow. Right-handed floater, good for Colton Sherwood. I've seen him play now for a few years and just smooth.
Yeah, he is.
Colton Sherwood.
Yep. Colton does a great job for the Falcons and gets a lot of good buckets each night. It seems like he's just always around.
And Danville gets on the board.
Finally.
Let's see who scored that one.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Sherwood tries to enter with a three way off. He airballed it. Goes back to Danville. West Burlington leading 12-2. 3 minutes to play in the first.
There we are singing his praises. And then the first time down the floor, he throws up
an airball. And he intercepts the inbound pass where they say he was over the line. I mean, think about Colton Sherwood. He's not the biggest guy, but he's got great wingspan.
Yep. He crossed the line there, so he got a warning from the official. So he's been officially warned. If he does it again, it'll be a technical. But
Danville breaks the press. West Burlington never really got set up into it. Hall on the wing. Williams holds over his head. Carr now directing traffic about 5 feet from the arc. Gets to the free throw line. Ball knocked away. Right back into the hands of Pertlewitz. And Pertlewitz scores. Samuel Pertlewitz, a junior.
Danville looks like they're starting to wake up a little bit here. Finally.
Sherwood gets to the free throw line. 12-4 lead for West Burlington. Dahl driving. Passes inside. McKeldery left it short off the front of the rim. High pass ahead to Williams. He catches and scores off the window.
McKeldery had a great look there. He just got too far underneath the basket and couldn't make it in.
Ryan O'Hearn wants a timeout. 2:11 to play. First quarter. 12-6 lead for West Burlington. Back in 30 seconds on KBR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
Burlington leading by 6. They once led by 12. A 3 for Sherwood out of the timeout, and he rattles it home from the left wing. Colton Sherwood hits the 3. He's got 5 points. 15-6 lead, and Kaysen Dahl knocks that pass out of bounds. I'm sure that's what Coach O'Hearn wanted out of the timeout.
Well, and you know a guy's got confidence when he airballs a 3 and then comes back about 2 minutes later, and the next time he touches the ball, he drills it. So from the same spot.
Up top, Pertlewitz, his pass deflected. Hall gets it back into the corner. Vogelsang will take a three over Jackson, no good. Rebounded by Dahl. Dahl maneuvering his way up the floor and passing it to Johnson across the half-court line. Right wing. That's Applegate, and the pass is thrown away, trying to find Sherwood inside.
That time Jackson, in a transition, he was running down the floor and he stopped at the free throw line. I'd like to see a guy with that kind of size go directly to the basket and post up, because I don't think that Danville has a post player that really wants to try to guard him one-on-one at that point blank of a spot.
Cadence Williams passing it up to Pertlewitz. Back to Williams, and they break across the half-court line. Bryce Hall has it left wing, gives it off. Kensett up top, Carr being guarded by Johnson. Williams now holding as he's guarded by Dahl. Back up top to Kensett. Left side on the wing. Carr gets sealed off, gets to the elbow. Pull-up jumper was blocked. Rebounded underneath by Danville. Kensett will take a deep two from the left side. No good. And Jackson catches the rebound off a deflection. And West Burlington gets it back, leading 15-6. 1 minute left in the first quarter.
Not quite enough time to go for one shot. So you'd think West Burlington would go with their normal offense here.
They continue to swing it around. Jackson holding right elbow into the corner. Bad pass. Dahl can't save it. He touched it as it hit the end line. Turnover. It goes back to Danville. 42.1 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Jackson tends to get a little cute here so far with his passes. And Coach Hearn's going to take him out of the game and I think have a little bit of a conversation about that as they bring in number 55, Ethan Ehlers, I believe.
So Ehlers is in. Oh, that's a foul on Dahl. He got too close underneath on that pass to Carr. Carr caught it, and all of a sudden Dahl was right on his chest. Foul on Dahl, his first. At the rim, shot no good. Put back no good. Pertlewitz tipped it up and it hit the back of the rim and off. 15-6 lead for West Burlington. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Dahl catching, driving baseline, gets underneath. Tough shot, falls to the floor. Shot no good. Long pass ahead. Pertlewitz. He catches, goes to the right side, scores off the glass.
Really poor decision there by West Burlington to take a shot with 16 seconds left and ended up basically being a four-point swing.
Johnson, three left wing, no good. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound picked up by Hall, and that is the end of the first quarter. 15-8 lead for West Burlington after one. We'll be back in a minute here on KBR News Radio, 99.3 and 1490.
You have a dream. Wow. Maybe it's a state-of-the-art kitchen. Maybe a new luxurious master bath. Maybe a storefront makeover. Barn Grover Glass can help make your dreams come true. With all your remodeling needs in one place, Barn Grover Glass specializes in making your dreams a reality. For 75-plus years, Barn Grover Glass has served the tri-state area with creative and custom designs. Whether it's commercial or residential, you have a dream. Call Christopher at Barn Grover Glass to make it a reality. More than glass, Barn Grover Glass.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
15-8 lead, West Burlington. They've got the ball. They'll take a three to start the quarter. No good. Danville with the rebound. Carr gets to the elbow, now retreats. Overhead pass to Kensett. He'll take a three. It rimmed out of the cauldron, and the rebound grabbed by Jackson. Good luck, though, for Kensett. Just can't get it to fall right now.
Yeah, he's struggling from the floor tonight. He just hasn't seemed to have been able to find a rhythm. I think he's got to get inside and try to get or get to the free throw line and get some easy buckets so he can get a little bit of rhythm.
Jackson finds Sherwood, who hangs and scores. Sherwood has seven. What a find by the big man, Jackson. Here comes Danville quickly down the floor. Pertlewitz can't hang on to it. It's out of bounds, and it goes back to West Burlington to lead 17-8, 7-11 to play in the second quarter.
Jackson, when he draws it to the short corner there, and he draws so much attention, it allows Sherwood a wide open look at the basket.
And they had the inbound, and I think West Burlington was trying to get a substitution there.
Coach O'Hearn's not happy about something.
Official timeout here. And they're going to call all the officials together. Coach O'Hearn is not too pleased right now.
This crew being led by I believe Dennis Glancy's been the head official tonight, but he's been doing games here in Southeast Iowa, and gosh, I think he's been the head of officials here in Southeast Iowa for quite a long time. So this crew's reffed a lot of ball games together, so whatever it is, I'm sure they're going to meet here and they're going to get it right. I think early thoughts here, you know, Danville just hasn't been able to find easy baskets. Everything that they've gotten, they've had to work for. And, you know, I think while they're down 9, if they can keep this thing, get it around to 5 or 6 at halftime, I think if you're Coach Morris, you got to feel fairly confident, because Danville's teams just know how to shoot the ball, so they're going to come back.
West Burlington with the ball, leading 17-8. Sherwood, left side, pass fake Johnson, gets it to Jackson in the corner. Jackson lobbing it back to Johnson. Right wing. Sherwood had trouble with the catch, being guarded tightly by Hall. They get it inside, ball lost, picked up again and stolen away. Williams has his pass batted back. Tanville somehow keeps possession. Kensett crossing over in the lane in a crowd of green jerseys, misses a shot, rebound, put up and in by Pertlewitz. Chance of a three-point play for Samuel Pertlewitz.
Good job of Danville there, staying with it, keep fighting, and again, we've got it down to 7. We've got a free throw here, maybe cut it to a two-possession game, and West Burlington just can't seem to pull away from these guys right now.
Free throw missed. 6:33 to play here in the first half. Johnson back to Sherwood. They play catch on the wings. He gets to the half circle and has to kick it out right side. Jackson back to Sherwood. Little shot fake. Steps to the elbow. Has trouble. It gets swatted away. Pertlewitz comes up with it. Pertlewitz to the basket. Lays it up. Left it short. Sherwood with the rebound. And they're fighting for the ball underneath. And we get a jump ball. It goes to Danville. Checking in for the first time tonight for Danville will be Sawyer Nelson, a sophomore. Comes in for Samuel Pertlewitz, who has been kind of a source of energy off the bench for Danville. In the corner, Carr holds it over his head, finds Williams being guarded by Dahl, passing into the corner. And we get a traveling call, turnover. It goes back to West Burlington with 5:56 to play here in the first half.
It's interesting, you know, for West Burlington, Jackson, when he's got the ball underneath the basket, he's been tough, but he keeps playing out on the perimeter. They're going to a 4-out, 1-in right now offense, and like to see him on the block, but he doesn't seem like he's going to shoot the three, but
Jackson curled around from the left side of the lane all the way to the right side of the lane, went in for the layup, and he got fouled, and Marvion Jackson will shoot 2 free throws.
That time he caught the ball in the left side corner, had to dribble all the way around to the top of the key and loop it all the way around to get in. I'd like to see him get some easier looks.
First free throw, no good. Jackson with 2 points tonight. Second free throw is good. 3 points. 18-10 lead for West Burlington. 5:35 to play. Williams gets to Kensett. He'll take a three over Jackson, and he gets that one to go down. Taylor Kensett hits a three, his first basket of the night, pulling Danville within 5 at 18-13 with 5:18 to play in the half.
That time Jackson didn't get out far enough, didn't put his hand up, and he dared him, and Kensett knocked it down.
They swing the ball. Johnson tries to answer. Rebound goes long, and it's picked up by Carr. Carr, a floater left wide, it was tipped. Offensive rebound by Carr. Skips it across for a three in the corner. No good. Offensive rebound put back. No good by Sawyer Nelson, and it's rebounded by West Burlington. Chances there for Danville to try to make it a one possession game and couldn't get a bucket. Dahl bluffs a three. Now spins away. He'll take a three left wing. That's no good. Skimming off the iron. Rebounded by Hall. He threw it up, and it was off the shoulder of Carr. Picked up by Kensett. Kensett scores at the rim.
can tell Kenseth's starting to feel it now all of a sudden. Every time he's touching the ball, he's looking to try to score.
4:28 to play in the half. Timeout taken by West Burlington. 18-15, Falcons leading the Bears. Back in 30 seconds on KBR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Brian Schmitz Flooring America. Brian Schmitz Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
To 15, West Burlington is in front of Danville. West Burlington had to use a timeout. Danville has inched closer. It's a one-possession game. Sherwood goes to Jackson left side. Jackson straddling the three-point line. He'll step into a three, left it short. Kenson with the rebound.
Do not like that shot.
Into the corner. Williams had it stripped. Jackson comes up with it. He's outnumbered. Behind the back, and he lost the dribble. Picked up by Carr. Danville gets it back. Couple of cup possessions there for West Burlington. A foul as Carr was going up for the shot. Ty Carr will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair.
West Burlington had two opportunities there to get baskets and couldn't capitalize on both. Now all of a sudden with a one possession game, Danville's got an opportunity to cut this down to one.
And the first free throw, no good. Off the claw of the iron.
Both teams, both games so far tonight have not been able to capitalize on their free throws.
Second free throw coming for Carr to try to make it a two-point game, and he can't get it. Jackson with the rebound. 3:45 to play in the first half. With the basketball now, Applegate. Johnson at the top of the key, crossing over. Left side, Applegate. Gets short corner. Dangerous pass, but somehow finds Johnson. Johnson, a jump pass on the free throw line. Jackson steps inside the arc. No look pass, but off the hands of the intended target, Ethan Ehlers, out of bounds, and it goes back to Danville. And
that's the third time that Jackson's tried that quick no look pass that his teammates have not been able to handle and catch, and cost turnovers.
Kensett down low, gets swatted from behind by Jackson, who comes up with the rebound. Johnson, little floater right side, too strong. Ehlers with the rebound. Ehlers goes back up, doesn't get the roll. Kensett with the board. Danville trailing by three with the ball. 2:55 to play in the half. Carr out to Hall, up top Kensett. He'll take another three. That's short. Rebound tapped underneath. The putback is no good. Skimming off the rim there by Nelson. And rebounded by West Burlington. Three left wing. Applegate too strong. And over the back called on Ehlers.
Both teams have no problem shooting the three right now in this game.
Right now, though, having some trouble hitting the three. That's
a
difference right now.
Danville so far outscoring West Burlington 7-3 in this second quarter, but not able to quite pull ahead of the Falcons.
Vogelsang's back in.
It's like we're having another conversation
between the officials here in the free throw area.
You know what else is amazing is in the first half, we are 14 minutes into this game, and Danville's only got one foul versus seven for West Burlington.
Front end of a 1-1 is no good.
So you know that Coach O'Hearn is going to be pointing that out to the officials here in the last 2.5 minutes to try to get a couple of foul calls.
Jackson, a dribble handoff to Applegate, goes back to Jackson. Dribbles to the free throw line, crosses over, muscles his way inside, and scores
that
with the right hand.
That is what he's got to do. He is way too big of a problem for Danville when he gets at the basket.
Cadence Williams passing it out to Hall. Vogelsang in a lane, puts it up, rims in. Vogelsang scores. 1:55 to play in the first half. A 20-17 lead for West Burlington. Ball knocked away and stolen by Carr. 2-on-1. Carr from the right side scores. It's a one-point game. 20-19 with 1:42 to play. Johnson driving all the way high off the window. It rolls off. Rebounded by Danville. They can take the lead. Passing it over. Three ball. Williams rimmed out. Rebounded by Ehlers. And West Burlington now will slow it down.
Now the tempo has changed. Now West Burlington, now that they've lost the momentum, they're wanting to pull this thing out. Danville, if they get an opportunity to run, they're going to take it.
Johnson gets a screen from Jackson. Applegate gets to the left elbow and got stripped. It's Carr again. Carr from the right side all the way to the basket, scores, and Danville leads. Ty Carr has four. It's a 21-20 lead for Danville, under a minute to play in the half. How does West Burlington respond now? Johnson goes left side. Jackson gets a pass from Applegate. Spinning. Jackson puts it up. Offensive foul called. Kensett was there waiting. Charge against Jackson. Danville gets it back with 36.8 seconds left in the half, leading 21-20.
You don't see a lot of charges taken anymore, but in an Iowa high school game, if a guy attempts to charge and it's close, they're going to give it to him. And in that case, Jackson with the spin move, that was an obvious charge. He was out of control. And great charge taken there by Danville. Now with 32 seconds left in the half, when Danville with the ball and a one-point lead, I'm thinking they're going to try to hold this out for one.
Right now, Ty Carr just dribbling near the half-court line. Johnson trying to speed up the process by attacking him a bit. Carr continues to jog up and down that half-court line. Again going to his left. 10 seconds now. Now he initiates. Crosses over with four, and they're going to get a five-second call. A little too much there. He got into where he wanted to get to, just too late.
Yeah, right idea. You know, and at 6 seconds, he started to make his attack, which is good. You don't want to wait until 2 seconds. You want to try to get that shot up around five or six. Allow yourself a chance for an offensive rebound.
Johnson at the buzzer. No good. Too strong off the heel of the rim.
Good luck.
A good one here through the first 16 minutes. Danville storming back to take a 21-20 lead into the locker room at halftime. Coming up, the halftime show. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Your favorite team knows it takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than sports. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan. And your local Edward Jones financial advisor can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or stop by my office at 3211 Division Street. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Give yourself a gift this Christmas, and Case Fine will give you a gift as well. Get a Christmas loan, a new car loan, a new-to-you car loan, or even refinance your loan from another institution, and Case Fine will give you your choice of 30, 60, or 90 days before your first payment. What are you waiting for? Call, stop in, or apply online today for approval. Case Fine, it's where you belong. Remember, chances are, if you're hearing this, you can become a member.
You have a dream. Maybe it's a state-of-the-art kitchen. Maybe a new luxurious master bath. Maybe a storefront makeover. Barn Grover Glass can help make your dreams come true. With all your remodeling needs in one place, Barn Grover Glass specializes in making your dreams a reality. For 75 plus years, Barn Grover Glass has served the tri-state area with creative and custom designs. Whether it's commercial or residential, you have a dream. Call Christopher at Barn Grover Glass to make it a reality. More than glass, Barn Grover Glass.
.20 the score. Danville has stormed back to take a one-point lead into the locker room. Cody, how has Danville been able to kind of turn the tide in this game?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously they were very cold shooting at the beginning. And it wasn't necessarily their perimeter shooting that got them back into this game. It was their ability to attack the basket. It was their ability to get steals. Their defense created some of their offense. You know, the first quarter, they were outscored 15-8 by West Burlington. Second quarter, they outscored West Burlington 13-5. So, you know, I think that what has led to is just better defense, leading to some good offensive possessions and the ability to make a couple of threes. Whereas West Burlington has gotten a little too cute. You know, they had it. It was 6-15. There at the end of that first quarter, and as you remember, they threw the ball away and they didn't try to go for it. Ended up getting a bucket down to the other end, making it 15-8. And you know, it's just been bad decisions from offensively for West Burlington has led to that. You know, Jackson, when he gets the ball at the point blank at the basket, he is unstoppable. But he's liked to play out on the perimeter at about 15 feet. He's done a lot of no-look cue passes that his teammates can't handle. And that's why they're down one at halftime.
So 21-20, the score here in Danville. And West Burlington got that lead up to 8 on a few occasions. And Danville really struggled to get going and start this game scoring the basketball. Taylor Kensett has kind of gotten going a bit. But really, it's been Samuel Pertlewitz off the bench. And you always need one of those guys who's going to come off the bench and bring energy.
Danville is notorious for having a guard that is just a high motor guy. They've always had it. And you know, for tonight, that is him. And he's had a great game so far coming off the bench. And, you know, the starters came out flat. They spent the first 4 minutes, couldn't get a bucket. And he was able to come off the bench and keep him out there. And I'm sure Coach Morris is going to pull him aside at halftime and tell him, hey, keep it up, because you got us in this ball game.
We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll check the first half scoring totals, and we'll also have second half basketball. That's coming up here on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
With the stroke of a pen, I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News.
With my signature today, you will witness the birth of the Space Force. And that will be now officially the sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces. That is something really important.
President Trump signing off on the National Defense Authorization Act about an hour ago at Joint Base Andrews. The measure also increases funding for the military and military pay.
Our military is getting far more than just new equipment. For this first time, and I have to say, you know what happened last year? It was a good pay raise. But now you're getting another pay raise, and this will be the largest pay raise in more than 10 years, more than a decade.
President and First Lady now on their way to Florida for the Christmas holiday. Boeing's new Starliner space capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after a test flight today. NASA canceling the docking with the International Space Station.
The Atlas V rocket performed fully, with the first stage rocket burning out and falling away, the second stage rocket kicking in, but then the Starliner capsule suffered an anomaly. The spacecraft's computers mistakenly believed it was in a further stage of the launch when it wasn't. So the burn needed for a station rendezvous did not happen. NASA. The post-launch briefing was far from somber. NASA Administrator Bridenstine said a lot of things went right.
Fox's Phil Keating at Cape Canaveral, Florida. The capsule could return to Earth Sunday. Police in Austin, Texas say they have found the infant daughter safe of a 33-year-old woman, Heidi Broussard, who disappeared after dropping off her older child at school.
Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Miss Broussard, However, again, we are awaiting the results of the autopsy to confirm her identity.
Police Chief Ryan Manley, America's listening to Fox News.
Getting ready for the second half. Danville in front, 21-20. Let's go ahead and take a look at the first half scoring totals. First for West Burlington. They were led in that first half by Colton Sherwood, 7 points. 5 for Marvion Jackson and 5 for Darian Johnson. 3 for Kaysen Dahl. Scoring for Danville, 6 points for Samuel Pertlewitz off the bench. 5 points for Taylor Kensett. 4 points for Ty Carr. Cadence Williams has 2, and Kaylin Vogelsang has 2 as well. So Danville getting it from their bench tonight in Samuel Pertlewitz. You almost feel like Taylor Kensett should probably have more, but he's had some tough luck early on. A lot of shots rimming out, but he's not afraid to shoot the ball. So halftime winding down. Upcoming schedule for these teams. West Burlington back in action on the 3rd of January. They will be down in Fort Madison against Holy Trinity. Danville, they will be in Eldon on the 3rd of January when they take on Cardinal.
And if you think this gym is small, you need to check out Cardinal.
I don't know if I've done a game in Eldon. I'm trying to think. Last year, Coach O'Brien and I did a game in Sigourney.
Yep.
The first time I've been there. And we've done one at Waco. Done plenty here. So
Cardinal's gym, from the baseline to the wall, it's less than 2 feet. So when you go up for a full, when you're going full speed and you go up for a layup, as soon as that ball leaves your hands, you need to brace for impact because you're going to hit the wall.
So that is the next game for Danville at Cardinal. Both these teams on the road. Danville will then enjoy a couple of home games. Central Lee, Hillcrest Academy, and Holy Trinity at home. West Burlington, after their road game, will stay on the road. A tough one at New London. Boy, did they have a good game earlier this week against Notre Dame.
Yeah, shot at the buzzer, and, you know, Notre Dame, I think it says a lot about teams when they win a state championship in anything, but that state championship they won last year in football, that's really helped that school build some confidence in all of their sports. But they've got a lot of great athletes at New London. They're well coached, and, you know, they're always going to be a tough out now.
Now, we mentioned the Soakups here. Another former SEC Blackhawk has walked in the gym. Courtney Ware.
Just saw that.
They're all coming out here tonight.
Yeah.
The band is leaving, though, so it'll be a little quieter here on the broadcast. As the second half is underway, into the corner, Danville with the ball. Vogelsang up top. Hall, right side over to Edel. Pass stolen away. Johnson leaped up and stole it. Ball poked free from behind and a bounce. And it will stay with West Burlington, 25 seconds into the second half.
It's like still coming out and man-to-man there for...
And ball knocked out of bounds. 7:34 to play here in the third. Jackson receives the inbound pass, goes right back into the corner. Now Jackson gets it back, attacks, kicks it out to Dahl. Shot fake, Dahl driving baseline off the window, gets the roll, count it, and the foul. Kaysen Dahl has a chance at a three-point play and puts West Burlington back in front, 22-21, opening the second half scoring.
I like Dahl's game. You know, he seems to be well under control and seems to get in the right spots and can go inside out.
Free throw is good. 6 points for Dahl. Long pass ahead. Coming down with it was Edel. Gets it down low. Kensett left it short. Rebounded by McKeldery. Johnson sprinting up the near sideline. 23-21 lead for West Burlington with the ball. Sherwood gets to the left elbow. Jackson spinning, and they're going to call an offensive foul against Jackson. Coach O'Hearn with his palms outstretched.
I have not had a lot of good looks from this viewpoint at this end of the floor tonight, but I did see that one, and I kindly disagree with that call.
So Danville has it. Carr thought a long time about that three. He drives off balance and throws it up and scores with the right hand. Carr's got six. 23-23, 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. Kaysen Dahl crossing over, gets past his defender, stops and kicks it back out towards the circle. McKeldry hands it off to Sherwood, wraps around a pass to Johnson, back to Sherwood, shot fake. Sherwood leaves it off on a jump pass. Jackson tried to clear space, got blocked from behind, so they're going to call a foul on Kenseth.
Danville, already a minute and a half into the second half, has more fouls than they had in the whole first half. So,
and Jackson is down on the floor on the right block, laying face down. Looking at his leg.
Looks like maybe ankle. Well, if it's serious and if he has to come out of this game, you know, obviously that's going to change Coach O'Hearn's probably offensive strategy. He's been playing two bigs all night tonight. And, you know, he's kind of been rotating three guys into those two spots. And, you know, he may go to more of a four-out, one-in offense if Jackson ends up staying out of this game. But,
so Jackson getting helped off the floor. He's walking back in his own power towards the bench.
That's good.
So he'll have to choose a free throw shooter here. And it's going to be Ty Hill for West Burlington. Ty Hill, a junior. And Hill's first free throw, no good. Always tough to just come off the bench like that and go to the line.
Not only that, but West Burlington must be setting up in a press because they've got all four guys out, too. They don't even have anybody in the box.
And missing both is Hill. It remains a tie game at 23, 6:24 to play third quarter. Left side. Edelin, a double team. Throws it over to Carr, was almost intercepted. Carr will take a deep two, and it rattles in. It rattled out and back in. Ty Carr has eight. 2 minutes into the second half. Carr is going to be called a foul, trying to jump the passing lane.
Seems like both teams have kind of slowed down the tempo right now to try to run a little bit more offense.
Rebound goes long on the missed shot. Johnson over to Dahl. He'll uncork a three. No good. Rebounded by Kenseth. Still tied at 23. Up the floor. Vogelsang can't get the layup. Rebounded by Hill. High pass. McKeldry comes down with it. In a crowd of Danville Bears, and the layup rimmed out. Sounded like it was halfway down. Tough going here for both teams early on in the second half. Kenseth spins into a double team, gets underneath the outstretched arms of McKeldry, and Kenseth scores. He's got seven.
That was kind of an up and under Euro step right there.
Not between the two defenders. Dahl has it. Passing back out top. Johnson with it now. Few crossovers, attacks to his right, gets to the free throw line extended. Dahl, a head fake, gets to the elbow, pushes a pass back out to Sherwood, ran into a double team, he retreats. Dahl, shot fake, he's going to drive, runs into Carr, adjusts in the air, can't get it to go, tipped up by Sherwood, offline, rebounded by Edel. Danville, lobbing it, Kenseth, shot fake, gets Sherwood in the air, misses the no-footer and a foul on the rebound attempt. And it's going to be against Kenseth for Danville.
Kenza had a wide open look there, and he's shaking his head in frustration. He knows he should have made that one, and you know, that would have had the opportunity to take it to six. But momentum has completely changed from the first 5-6 minutes of this game, where it was all West Burlington. Right now, Danville seems to be fully in control of this one.
Johnson, top of the key. In traffic, whistle blows, blocking fouls a call, and Johnson's going to go to the free throw line. They're going to get Kensett, so he gets two fouls there in a span of about 10 seconds.
And you know, that's smart basketball by West Burlington. They're not scoring the ball. They're not getting thing in any flow. So Kensett there getting to the free throw line, and
the first
even
free
if he's
throw
not making them, he's at least getting some guys in foul trouble. You know, now that you have Kensett now has three fouls with 4:21 left in the third quarter, so they got to kind of worry about that.
As his both free throws good. And we get an illegal screen. Or what's the call there? Is that a...
must have been.
On a defense? Ty Hill looks confused.
Yeah.
He's called for it. Kensett, high pass. Carr able to palm it and come down with it. Lobbing a pass over a double team. Kensett catches right side. Back to Carr. A few paces from the top of the key. Changes directions. Left side, Kensett. Swings a bounce pass right side, Edel. Danville leading 27-25. Carr underneath. Gets blocked. Rebounded by Sherwood. Here come the Falcons with the ball. 3:53 to play, third quarter. Johnson, jump pass. Dahl takes a three from the wing. That's good. Kingston Dahl hits a three. His second made three of the game. He's got nine. Now a 28-27 lead for West Burlington.
Very big basket for West Burlington to kind of stop the bleeding.
Edel driving, and he is fouled. A hand check. A lot of whistles here in the third quarter.
Yeah. That one... you know, we haven't seen a lot of hand checks tonight, but you've seen a lot of passing. You haven't seen a lot of dribble penetration at the basket, and so haven't been a lot of those hand check calls, but that time, thought it was warranted.
Kensett catches the inbound pass, but ran into a double team and got stripped. Johnson bouncing it over to Hill. Hill trying to reverse it. He is fouled.
Goes down hard. That's on Kensett. If that's on 40, that's his four.
It is.
And it is. Oh. With 3:28 left in the third quarter, now all of a sudden he's got four fouls. They got to take him out of this game. And Coach Morris is looking at the end of the bench and telling number two there, Braden Hall, to get in there.
Free throw rattles in for Ty Hill, the junior, with his first point of the night.
I mean, obviously it's good to get the point for West Burlington, but more importantly, to get one of your leading scorers out of this game with... he's probably going to have to sit at least 4 or 5 minutes.
Hill makes both. 30-27 lead for the Falcons. Bears with the basketball. 3:23 to play, third quarter. A low scoring, but fantastic basketball game tonight. Into the corner. Edel will take a three. It's good for Edel, and we're tied at 30. Timeout Danville. 3:12 to play in the third. Even at 30, back in 30 seconds on KBR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
.312 to play here in the third quarter. It's all tied at three after the three-pointer made by Cameron Edel. West Burlington with the ball. Johnson will try to answer with a three. That's good for Johnson.
Wow. A big basket there by Johnson.
Darian Johnson stepping up to the arc and calmly knocking down the tray. It's 33-30 in favor of West Burlington, under three to play in the third. Hall with the basketball. Gives it to Carr, left wing. Little pass fake. Carr goes back to Hall. Into the corner. Perlowitz running into a crowd. Finds Hall back out to Edel. Another three. No good. Perlowitz tapping the rebound around. And Hill able to keep it alive and pass it back to Jackson, who's into the game again. Good to see Jackson back in there, and he's going to be called for a travel.
I thought maybe he got rid of that one before the step, but again, after watching NBA games, I don't know what is and is not a travel anymore. So,
jump pass. Another three for Edel. Rimmed out. Jackson with the board. 33-30. West Burlington leading. Falcons have the ball. Dahl, oh, he thought about that deep three.
He wanted it.
Into the corner. Hill gets a pass to Jackson. Jackson spinning too strong on the shot attempt. Offensive rebound. Sherwood! He puts it up and scores. Colton Sherwood has made it a five-point game. 35-30 in favor of West Burlington. Here's Edel. Bouncing it to the right side. Carr. Little push shot. He scores. He just found himself all alone and decided to take it. He's got 10 points.
Good look there. I mean, he's in. Not a bad shot to take from where he was at. Didn't have anybody open. Thought, why not?
Traveled. A little pump fake, and he dragged that pivot foot. 35-32. West Burlington leading. Danville hands the basketball down three. Carr trapped on the sideline. Dangerous pass, but he finds Perlowitz. Swings it left side as they reverse the play. Back to Carr, 10 feet from the arc, inches closer, picks up his dribble. Perlowitz, double teamed again, bouncing it back out into the corner. That's a three for Carr, and he swishes it.
Not only that, he leaves the hand up while he knocks it down.
Shows him how many points that was.
Yeah.
We're tied at 35, 48 seconds to play in the third. Jackson all alone from the left side scores off the window, and Jackson has seven. 34 seconds to play, third quarter. Carr goes left side. Williams, who's back into the game for Danville. Cadence Williams. One dribble, passing it back to Carr. Looks like they're going to try to get the last shot here, down 2 points.
West Burlington really extending their defense right now and kind of giving them a little bit of the old Danville 1-3-1.
Gets it down low. Perlowitz powers up and scores to tie the game with 8 seconds left in the third. Perlowitz has eight.
Perlowitz got behind the zone. Nobody covered the back weak side and got an easy bucket.
Shot in the corner. Got it at the buzzer. Three-pointer hit by Kaysen Dahl. Just in the nick of time, his third made three, and West Burlington will go into the fourth quarter leading 40-37. Back in 1 minute here on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like a season away, and to others, it feels like the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
Kaysen Dahl with a three from the right corner at the buzzer to give West Burlington a three-point advantage as we enter the fourth quarter, 40-37. West Burlington will start with the basketball. What has been an entertaining basketball game tonight. And, Cody, that third quarter picked up a bit scoring.
It did. You know, and we saw Jackson go down to an injury but come back. We saw Kinsett leave with a fourth foul.
And Hill hits a three.
That's a big three for West Burlington to get this lead up to six.
And a foul on the other end. So you get a three to end the half or end the quarter. You get the ball to start the fourth quarter, hit another three.
You do not want to have a close game in this gymnasium. Let me tell you. I mean, if you haven't ever been to a Danville game, you've got five rows on one side behind the bench and eight rows on the other. This is a small gym. Everybody's on top of you. This place gets very loud.
Williams stepping to the free throw line. He hits the first. 7:40 to play here in the fourth quarter. 43-38. Cadence Williams trying to stop this 6-0 run that West Burlington has all of a sudden put together. Stops it with that first free throw, his second free throw. Too strong, and it's rebounded by Dahl, who's had a big game.
You know what's going to be interesting here in the last 7.5 minutes is, as we've talked about, neither team has a lot of seniors. So
Johnson hanging and can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, ball on the floor. We get a ball out of bounds, and it will go to Danville.
I'm going to call the foul.
Well, he did call a foul. Looks like they got Johnson with the foul, his second for West Burlington. Williams, free throw line, all the way to the basket, too strong off the backboard. Rebound tapped out to Kaysen Dahl, who's running. Dahl all the way to the rim, and he scores from the left side.
A lot of four-point swings in this game. Danville had an opportunity to score a layup. They didn't get it. West Burlington comes down and capitalizes.
And an offensive foul. That's on Aiden McCain, who was driving the lane.
I don't think Coach Morris agreed with that call. It's always funny as a head coach. You always turn around and talk to your staff like they're going to be able to explain it to you of what they just happened.
A three from the corner bouncing around, no good. Were you guilty of that?
I was. In Notre Dame, head coach Dan Keyes never had a good response for me, ever.
Now, as that ball is out of bounds, it stays with West Burlington. I want to know if you ever have an answer for Coach Joe O'Brien.
No. Whenever Joe got that look, I just put my head down.
Timeout on the floor taken by West Burlington. 6:50 to play in the fourth quarter. West Burlington leads 45-38. We'll be back in 1 minute here on KBUR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Hi, this is Michelle Russell with Reinschmidt's Flooring America. Reinschmidt's Flooring America has been locally owned and operated for over 80 years. We specialize in hardwood flooring, tile, carpet, luxury vinyl, area rugs, tile showers, window treatments, and interior design. Let our professional sales and design team guide you through every step of the way to create your dream space. Reinschmidt's Flooring America, where friends send friends. Enjoy the game!
West Burlington with the ball out of the timeout. Johnson takes a three, got another one.
Tell you what, Johnson has had some big threes tonight in this game.
It's his third made three. Ball stolen. Hill to the rim, trying to reverse it. He's fouled and will shoot two.
What a big basket there for him. I mean, just.
Now a 10-point game with that made three and a chance to make it a 12-point game with 6:34 to play. Free throws good for Ty Hill. He's hit three free throws tonight after missing his first two.
West Burlington's been doing this all night. They don't put guys in the free throw lane. They must not want to pick up fouls. Or
misses the second. 49-38 lead for West Burlington. 6:30 to play. Long pass ahead to Kensett. Kensett gets to the free throw line, and he traveled with it. He got there and he ran into Max Slater, and there was nowhere to go, and he dragged his foot.
Now, I mean, with an 11-point lead with 6 minutes to go, you don't want to change what you're doing, but you also don't want to do anything too...
Well, Sherwood left the finger roll short, stayed with it, and scores. Sherwood has had a nice game. He's got 11. Dangerous pass, catching near the half-court line was Kent. It turns and fires it to Williams. Hall with it, 51-38 lead for West Burlington. They have gone on a run here and have opened this thing up. Perlowitz can't go anywhere. Passes it back out to Carr. Carr driving, floater, no good. He's fouled and will shoot two with 5:48 to play.
You know, if your Carr, get to the line. If you got to start getting points, and if you can get points with the clock stopped, that's the best way to cut into this lead for Danville. And you know, they got to get stops. If they're going to win this game tonight, they probably need to try to keep West Burlington under 55 points. And they're sitting at 51 right now, so
that first free throw, no good.
If you're Coach Morris, that's probably what you're thinking.
Gets the second, does Carr. Foul was called on Hill, by the way. Johnson, he's hit some big shots here in the second half. Fires it short corner to Hill. Entry pass, Maximilian Slater falling down. He shoveled it over to Sherwood, who scored. Maximilian Slater was falling down, and he finds Sherwood, who scores. Sherwood's got 13 tonight. Stepping into a three as Carr rims out. Kensett can't get the rebound, but he is fouled by Slater.
Tell you what, Sherwood, you talk about a high motor guy. He just plays hard. He's scrappy. He's had a really good game tonight for the Falcons and just does the little things to help teams win.
Kid who's been a varsity player since his freshman year.
Yeah, that helps. You know, he's been in this environment. He knows what it's like coming in here. And
we get a discussion here. The officials are at the scorer's table.
Had a lot of discussions tonight in this game. I think they're confirming the number of fouls.
And Kensett hits the first of two free throw attempts.
Kensett so far tonight just seems to have had trouble finding his rhythm. I think Jackson has made that difficult in the first half. And he's starting to wake up a little bit here.
West Burlington up 12. Dahl goes behind the back. Sherwood has the basketball on the left wing, and now he retreats. 53-41 after the two made free throws by Kensett.
I like this decision here. They're going to almost a four out, one in. They're extending it out. Coach O'Hearn is not going to, he's going to run some clock off.
And Dahl hits a three.
It's going to force Danville to extend, which is going to get some easy backdoor cuts. Got that time, we got him a three.
17 for Dahl now. Cadence Williams trying to answer. No good. Rebound goes long. Sherwood with the board.
And there's that man again.
Holton Sherwood. Bad pass, but luckily for him, Johnson was able to secure it, and with Hall closing in on him, still has not crossed half court. He does so now and throws it way too high for Hill. And Coach O'Hearn was about to jump out of his suit over there on the sidelines.
I don't know if Coach O'Hearn's called a timeout tonight in that situation. He could have called a timeout if he didn't know what he saw, but, you know, you got to let these kids figure it out, too, sometimes.
Right side, pass fake, Williams, offensive foul. Ty Hill takes the charge. 56-41, West Burlington leading, 4:24 to play.
All right, I just got a text. My wife's listening to the game, so we got to be cool, okay?
All right. Well, they've got 4:20 left here, and it's a 15-point game, but it was a close one. Danville still trying to get back into it, and there is your timeout.
There's
Cody.
That timeout.
You got it. Coach O'Hearn taking the timeout. 4:13 to play, fourth quarter, 56-41. West Burlington has opened up the lead here in Danville. Back in 1 minute here on KBR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
Honest conversations mean sharing what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. At times, investing can seem difficult and emotional. Throughout it all, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor is your advocate for the long term with your best interests in mind.
That's why we take the time to listen and understand what's important to you, then explain in plain English how we can help you make progress toward your goals, even when it's not exactly the news you want to hear. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693, Edward Jones, member SIPC.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
All right. 4:13 to go. West Burlington out of the timeout has the ball. Sherwood dribbling on the far wing. 56-41 lead for the Falcons. Sherwood in trouble. Gets to Marvion Jackson on the right wing. Jackson gets tied up. Jump ball, and the arrow goes Danville's way. I'm sure that's not what Coach O'Hearn was looking for out of a timeout.
Yeah, you want space when you're in a four-out, one-in, like what they were doing and trying to stall. But when a guy gets in trouble, you got to have guys willing to go to the ball to get it. Nobody did that time.
A three from the left corner is no good, and the rebound is grabbed by Ty Hill.
The thing with Danville here is they're shooting threes, and if they're not making them, they're really, you know, it's just going to extend this clock and game's going to be over before you know it.
And we get a foul here near half court on a handoff. Free throw's coming. It's going to be double bonus now. Sherwood will step to the line.
If you're Danville, you got to make sure you got guys out on the floor that aren't in foul trouble and you're having a conversation with your staff, looking at the stats. Okay, who do we want to foul? Not only seasonally who's struggling from the foul line, but who's had a tough night tonight maybe.
And Sherwood misses the first of two free throws. 3:38 to play. And Sherwood gets one of two.
It was a 16-point lead with 3.5 to go. One out of two will work.
Kensett. Left side. And out of bounds, it goes back to West Burlington. They're going to start probably playing a little slower here, would you think now, Cody?
Yeah, you know, and if you're West Burlington, you got to feel a little bit more comfortable because this is kind of the same thing that happened to Danville in the Notre Dame game last week. It was a close game for three quarters, and then in fourth quarter, Notre Dame kind of pulled away. So I think at this point, time and score, no need to force it.
Sherwood running all over the place, passing into the corner, and it's thrown away.
Obviously don't want to have a lot of turnovers, but if you can take 20, 30 seconds off the clock each time. But Danville's also got to score themselves.
Kensett into the corner. A three, that's short. And a foul on the rebound.
Oh, I'm going to call that on Kensett.
So we'll walk to the other end for free throws for West Burlington with 2:58 to play.
And that will foul him out.
So Kensett has fouled out tonight. He'll end his night with 9 points. Their second leading scorer behind Ty Carr for the season and for the game.
And, you know, in a big game like this against a good opponent, 4 points below his average, you know, obviously he's going to be disappointed tonight, but he's a good player. I like his game, his ability to go in and out. You know, he's a senior.
Johnson gets one of two. Danville with possession, 2:50 to play. Deep three for Carr, way off, air ball. Jackson will never have an easier rebound. 2:40 to go. Left side, Dahl, all the way to the basket, and he scores. He's been impressive tonight.
Yes, he has.
He's got 19. And that's a turnover. 60-41, West Burlington leading, 2:18 to play. Jackson gets it off to Sherwood, and they get across. Some pressure there from Danville, just trying to force a turnover.
Yeah, with a 19-point lead, you really don't have to shoot the ball down at this point.
And the ball is lost, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Danville. Johnson and Pertlewitz were fighting for that ball. Or I should say Edel.
You do want to make sure, though, if you're West Burlington, that you are trying to score. You don't want to take quick, bad shots. But if you got an opportunity to shoot the ball or take a shot, you want to take it. If you just keep running the ball without trying to score, you will eventually just turn it over, probably.
And Sherwood loses the ball, and we get a jump ball. The arrow points to West Burlington. With 1:46 to go, it's a 60-41 lead for the Falcons of West Burlington. Johnson all the way to the basket, misses. Ooh. Rebounded by Jackson, he taps it up and in. Jackson's got nine. 62-41, 1:34 to go, and the pass intercepted by Sherwood. Sherwood gets it out to Johnson. They're going to waste some time here. And we get a timeout taken by West Burlington. To a substitution timeout. Are they going to... Yeah, they're going to do some subs here. A whole new five coming on the floor for West Burlington. We'll take a minute timeout. 62-41 lead for West Burlington back after this on KBR News Radio 993 and 1490.
Make the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill your basketball headquarters this March all tournament long. Enjoy $10 domestic buckets, $12 import craft buckets, and $5 select appetizers. Specials are available during the men's NCAA tournament games. Dine-in only. No other discounts apply. Come out and cheer your favorite team through the brackets all month long. We'll see you at the Boogaloo Sports Bar and Grill at Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
You have a dream. Maybe it's a state-of-the-art kitchen. Maybe a new luxurious master bath. Maybe a storefront makeover. Barn Grover Glass can help make your dreams come true. With all your remodeling needs in one place, Barn Grover Glass specializes in making your dreams a reality. For 75-plus years, Barn Grover Glass has served the tri-state area with creative and custom designs. Whether it's commercial or residential, you have a dream. Call Christopher at Barn Grover Glass to make it a reality. More than glass, Barn Grover Glass.
New five on the floor for West Burlington. That ball is kicked.
Oh,
got the camera. Oh, that was off the sidewall above the five rows of seats over the scorer's table.
And he's okay.
Everyone's all right over there. All right. So West Burlington inbounding, and the ball slapped out of bounds with 1:14 to play. Whole new five on the floor. Solid work by West Burlington tonight. They pulled away in what was a really good ball game up until about 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. And we get a foul called against Edel. Substitutions coming for Danville. They're going to get new four on the floor, new five on the floor after this first free throw.
You know, when I talked to Coach O'Hearn this week, they had some tough losses early on to Waco and Mount Pleasant. But, you know, Waco's a team that's got a chance to go to the state tournament, a lot of people say. Good team. And, they fought hard on the road at Waco, but lost by seven. And, you know, Mount Pleasant, team that's had a really good run the last couple years and well coached. And that's a tough game for them as well. So, I think they're going to be all right in this conference.
Kendall Baker at the line. He goes one of two. A junior on the score sheet. 1:10 to play. 63-41 lead for the Falcons. Danville has the ball. Left side. High pass on the near sideline. Drake Johnson kicks it out left side over to Connor Beck. Up top, Gourley. High post, jumper, no good, too strong. Rebound tapped out. Danville with the offensive board, 45 seconds to go. High pass into the corner, shot fake. Johnson, little floater with the right hand, no good. Offensive rebound, put back and scored for Connor Ort, a senior. Student section loves
that one. Everybody got into that one. He's a fan favorite.
Connor Orth scores. Kendall Baker driving, kicks it into the corner. An open three is airballed. And an offensive rebound. Another three by Baker, no good. Another offensive rebound by Parker Lau. Shot no good. And Danville has it with 6 seconds to play. Quickly down the floor. Johnson, floater, way off. Rebounded by Ehlers, and that'll do it. That's the ball game. 63-43. The final score, West Burlington wins it. We'll be back with a postgame show in 1 minute here on KBR News Radio 99.3 and 1490.
7 million clients, more than 14,000 financial advisors. How did Edward Jones become one of the biggest financial services companies in the country? By not acting that way. Financial strategies, one-on-one advice from Edward Jones financial advisors in your neighborhood. It's a big difference, and it's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Experience the difference for yourself. Call me, John Hart, at 319-753-5693 or visit my office at 3211 Division Street in Burlington. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, Ken Schwenker and his professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road, West Burlington.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Michael Braskowski.
Back here in Danville. Final score tonight, West Burlington 63-43 over Danville. Joined now by head coach Ryan O'Hearn. And, well, coach, big second half for you guys. You outscored Danville 43-22 after a tight first half. What was the difference in the second half for you guys tonight?
Well, I think the biggest thing second half for West Burlington for us was just not turning the ball over, taking better shots, and getting back on defense. And give a lot of credit to Coach Morris and Danville coming out here playing their fourth game of the week. And I just thought they ran out of gas a little bit in the second half, but really hard to do, play four games in a week. And I told our guys, I'll tell them afterwards in the locker room, we're going to have to probably beat these guys three times this year. At our place, it's going to be a whole different game because they're going to be more rested. And with it being two-way basketball, probably going to have to play them in the tournament. So they're dangerous, rich tradition here, great fans. Coach Morris does a great job. Obviously, when I was at SEC, we recruited the SoCup, so, you know, lived over here recruiting those guys. And it's just such a fun atmosphere over here. And we're proud of our guys to get a win here heading into Christmas at 5-2.
Well, Kaysen Dahl gets you 19 points here tonight. He was outstanding. And it seemed like he's a kind of player who can do it outside and inside, and he saw a lot of his game here tonight.
Kaysen's really improved. He's playing his best basketball of the year. Really struggled over at Waco, really struggled against Mount Pleasant. Really just trying to do too much, you know, coming over from Burlington, transferring in, just trying to, you know, maybe prove some people wrong. But the game just has to come to him, and he's done a great job here in the last couple games, played great against Minneapolis, Central Lee, and now Danville. So we're really excited about the rest of the season for Kaysen.
Now, Colton Sherwood gets you a big night tonight, and Cody and I were talking. He just seems like that energy guy. It just seems like he has a motor that never stops.
He is. He doesn't listen to me because he's supposed to get back on defense, but he may have had four or five offensive rebounds in that second half and put him back in for buckets. So may have to cut him loose and let him go to the boards, but we got to do a better job of getting back on defense. It's really been our Achilles heel in some of these games that have been close, and in our two losses to Waco and Mount Pleasant, just have not been able to get back on defense. But 5-2 at Christmas, we'll take it, take 5 days off, and then, hopefully get better over Christmas. Our bench guys will continue to improve and get better.
Darian Johnson hit some big shots for you tonight, some big three-pointers, and it seems like he's just one of those guys who, when you need him to take a big shot or make that big pass, he's that guy. What have you seen out of him this year so far?
Leadership. He's in great shape, plays the whole game. We really don't have a backup point guard. Colton would play the backup point guard spot, but Darian's usually guarding the other team's best player. He's out on top of that 1-3-1, really getting after guys. He's done a great job, and he isn't turning the ball over as much as he did last year. He can take me coaching him a little harder this year. I had to baby him a little bit as a sophomore point guard, which was fine, but he's really responded, and he's a great kid. We have great, real nice team. We love coaching him, and You know, Marvion Jackson, if you're going to ask about that.
Yeah.
With the ankle going down, but he came back, and no better time, you know, to be banged up a little bit with some time off. But
yeah, you get the holidays now, and, of course, coming up, got a big one at home against Central Lee, and coming up against
Holy Trinity,
yeah,
December
Holy
3rd
Trinity,
at home. They've been playing really well. John does a great job down there. We'll try and watch them play Mediapolis tomorrow. But, not through the conference yet. But Marvion Jackson has been a force for us. He's our best player. I think he's the best player in the league. And we're really excited about the rest of the season for him and just need to keep, his ankle and maybe get him some high-top shoes. You know, he's wearing those low-top shoes. We've got to get his ankles taped, too, now.
Well, hey, thanks for your time, Coach. Nice win, and enjoy the holidays, and then good luck coming up against
Appreciate Cody doing the game tonight. Mike, do a great job with SEC. Great coverage for high school basketball. We really appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you as well. Thanks, Coach. That's head coach Ryan O'Hearn. Let's go ahead and take a look at the final scoring totals tonight. Kaysen Dahl, 19 points for West Burlington here tonight. 14 for Colton Sherwood. Darian Johnson with 14 points as well. Marvion Jackson had 9. 6 points for Ty Hill and 1 point for Kendall Baker. Danville was led in scoring tonight by Ty Carr. He ended up having 16 points, 8 points for Pertlewitz, 9 for Kensett tonight, who fouled out, 3 for Edel, 3 for Williams, 2 for Vogelsang, and 2 for Orth. West Burlington now 5-2, Danville falls to 3-5. For Donnie back in the studio and for Cody Van Fleet, I'm Michael Braskowski. Thank you, as always, for listening to high school basketball here on KBR News Radio 99.3 and 1490. Thanks, Donnie.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the area's favorite door company in Mount Pleasant, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, locally owned and operated for over 80 years, Standard of Beaverdale, and Beckman TV and Appliance on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, and Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.